Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for the first N4G Radio for 2010.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I can say that now. 2010.
2010.
I got to get used to that. But we're here. I kind of forgot how to do the show.
Yeah. It's been so long.
It's been a long two weeks.
Yeah.
So, but we have Mr. Gambus Khan in the house with his list.
Greetings, programs.
And we have the Wombat.
It's a me.
And then we have, via the Skype, Killer Wolverine.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
My God.
Yeah.
This is going to be a better year than 2009. I'm predicting it right now.
And it starts out with Killer Wolverine and myself both having car issues on the same day.
That's just terrible.
At least all mine involves is changing a tire.
Yeah, mine,
your whole
my
fucking
feet.
Car won't run, so.
Yeah. Awesome.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh, well, it's still going to be a better year.
Indeed.
A good year. It was a very good year.
It was a good year.
But we've been out for 2 weeks, so we may not even do questions or news. I don't fucking know. It'll just be fondling for two hours.
It might be fondling for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure over the nice long holiday, Christmas, New Year's, which... How was everybody's Christmas and New Year's? Because this is like the first time in history in the last like 5 years that we didn't spend New Year's together.
My New Year's consisted of me staying at home playing video games.
Man, I wish I had that New Year's.
That was actually my New Year's as well.
My New Year's was going to work.
Nice.
In the cold.
Yeah, mine consisted of heading to Chicago to visit a friend waiting for a new heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Man.
It was an interesting New Year.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
Not one drop of alcohol.
Not one drop shared amongst us.
Man, does that mean that we're getting old?
Yeah.
Like, we're actually really, really getting old now.
Yeah. Well, my wife played World of Warcraft. At about 12:30, everybody was like, "Happy New Year!"
my wife had some sinus issues, so she went to bed somewhat early.
Wow, we're not very party animal.
Well, we're old, Ken. I don't know if that's been well established yet, but
I admire your honesty.
Indeed.
So, in World of Warcraft. Did the dwarves and the blood elves, did they have like this really cool like celebration that was going on? Were they doing like, I don't know?
You're asking me like I played.
Well, I'm sure you watched.
Don't fuck with me again.
Were you observing?
No, I was playing my own shit.
Yeah.
How tall are you, private?
Yeah, because in World of Warcraft, you know, holidays and stuff like that, they do you know, holiday-specific things in the game, so I think that's pretty cool. I think more games should do that. Yeah.
You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit!
Well then, on that positive note...
Why don't we get to Gambus's fondling?
Okay, might as well just go for it then. I played a lot of games over the past couple weeks. I played a lot of games, And it was a good time. Good time. Good time. Okay, I'm going to start off with the Nintendo DS.
What was that?
I heard a TV in the background.
There's no TV. No one's watching TV. What are you talking about?
I believe you're watching television. I can hear it.
Alrighty.
Wow. Our show is so uninteresting that even one of our co-hosts is watching TV while it's going on.
Nah, man. It's just background noise. It was just too loud. Gotcha. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Nintendo. Nintendo DS. I played some Tetris DS because my 10-year-old niece just recently got her very own DS for Christmas this year. And I was like, hey, we could play Tetris, you know.
Oh, yeah, she gets a present for Christmas and you got to play with it.
No, I mean, we were playing Wi-Fi. Wireless connectability, man.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
These kids don't know how good they got it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what the internet was when I was that age.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good time. Played some Tetris and I won.
Are you proud of that?
Yes.
I pwned my niece.
Yeah,
she's 5.
Yeah, no, she's older than that. She didn't know what was going on. I explained it to her after I'd already won.
Of course, you explained it after you won. You're like, let me show you how I whooped your ass.
Yeah, exactly. But she was starting to do pretty good after I explained to her what to do.
Did she beat you?
No, but she actually came close. And I was starting to sweat a little bit. I was like, oh no, I can't be showed up. Well, off to the next game. See you later.
Oh yeah, you were about ready to get beat.
Yes, I was about ready to get pooed. So yeah, but it was fun. And another game I've been playing, obviously, was Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, which this week I'll be doing a review.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be my first 2010 review.
Are you a Peter Puffer?
But yeah, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes is a fantastic game. The more I play it, the more I love it.
It's fantabulous.
Like some of the boss battles actually include like these like side like things that go on, like there was this one battle, this last boss that I fought, that I think he was like an elven priest or something, but he wasn't the boss, it was like some human general. Well, anyway, you have to fight the human general, but the elven dude was also on the battlefield, and he's like, don't hurt me, I'm fragile. And I'm like, whatever, you know? So it's like...
Did you say that to your dad?
Whatever.
So in other words, when my battle formations accidentally killed him...
Accidentally.
It was automatically game over. So in other words, the game does throw things at you that's more than just the average battle mechanic. And I really, really enjoy it. It's probably one of the best puzzle games that I've ever played, because it is really, truly the hybrid of puzzle and role-playing, because you can actually equip items and you can level up not just your main character, but all of your unit characters as well. So it's a really awesome, incredible game. I can't say enough good about it. It's going to get a high score when I review it. It's going to get a really high score, as a matter of fact. So, I've been playing that. And also picked up a role-playing game called Nostalgia. And Nostalgia is...
Nostalgic?
Yes, it is. It's a... it's a throwback to, like, the RPG era of, I would probably say... The late 90s, specifically, it's almost trying to be Skies of Arcadia.
Really?
Yes. It actually has airship battles that your main source of transportation between towns and cities is an airship. So when you're on the world map, you're automatically on the airship, and you fight things in the sky, and it's really cool. It's a good game. However, it does feel really, really plain. It feels really plain, and the characters feel very cliched. But like I said, it's good, but it's not great. It's not a great game. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stick with it all the way to the end. I do think that the game does improve after the first couple hours. The first 2 hours, when you have only two characters, the game is kind of a drag. But once you get that third character, because there's four characters in all, so once you get the third character, the game does pick up momentum considerably. However, it does not feel like an instant classic. It does not feel like the first time I played Final Fantasy, you know, VI, or Chrono Trigger, or Secret of Mana, or any of those really high, awesome games, high adventure games. This game actually reminds me, in its execution, a lot of Wild Arms, the PS1 game that actually came out, you know, months before Final Fantasy VII came out. And it reminded me of Wild Arms, except...
Didn't have that country music intro theme?
Thing is, the music in Wild Arms is definitely better than Nostalgia. And I think Wild Arms had a little bit better personality than Nostalgia. So, in other words...
It's not as good?
The thing about Nostalgia, it's just not as good as you remembered it.
It's not as nostalgic.
Yeah. That's pretty much my description. But... If you're cruising for a RPG,
you're cruising for a bruising
that does not have an outside crazy gameplay mechanic like touchscreen fighting, like something like World Ends With You, or you know some outlandish collectability you know mechanic like Pokemon. If you want some,
gotta catch 'em all.
Oh, gotta catch 'em all. If you want an RPG that is plain and is literally a throwback, you can't go wrong with Nostalgia. It's a good game, I will say that.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! So, on the Xbox 360
Xbox!
Yeah. I played a little bit of Forza 3.
Nice.
I played a little bit of it, and as in a little bit, I mean a little bit. If you know what I mean. I mean, after downloading, you know, installing disk 1 and disk 2 to the hard drive, and then...
Yeah, it must be nice to have all that space.
It is nice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, suck it.
And,
I have a 20-gig hard drive. Suck it.
And then downloading the, you know, the code pack that came with the game, downloading that, and then downloading... this other free pack that's, I forgot even what was called, what manufacturer it was, but it was a car pack. After downloading all that stuff...
You still had all this space left.
I wasn't getting to that. I was going to say, by the time I downloaded all of it, I was like, I played it for 15 minutes. I did a couple races, and that's about it. So, I don't really have an opinion about the game already, but I enjoyed what I played of it. So I'll be playing that more in the future.
Well, no shit.
Alrighty then. Okay, another game that I started playing. Again. And this time...
You're not going to finish it?
I have to finish it. I have to finish it in order to play the sequel. Mass Effect. I started a new game of Mass Effect.
How many times does this make you starting over?
A lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You know
good.
What? You know what else is kind of bad for you since you never beat it the first time around?
What's that?
Is you get various bonuses for the achievements that you collected in the first game, and the creators have said if you want to go into Mass Effect 2 with the most possible bonuses from Mass Effect 1, you need to have a 100% complete playthrough with at level 60 with all achievements.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
needless to say,
and you can't get level 60 in one playthrough. On your first playthrough, your level's capped at 50, and it will take you at least one complete playthrough from there to get to 60. from 50 to 60. But it does still carry all your decisions over. Like, all the decisions that you make will be carried over to...
Yeah, and this ain't like Uncharted. You can't just start two without finishing one.
Yeah, you got to finish one.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
But the good news is you can... Even if you do the side quests... Mm-hmm. I mean, my first playthrough, because I did everything. Like, I visited every Uncharted world. I collected every piece of ore. I don't have a 100% playthrough because I never went back and played it a second time.
Yeah.
But my first playthrough, I did everything I could on one playthrough, and I think I ended up at like 35 hours. But if you wanted to just go through and do the side missions and make the decisions, you could probably get through it and... 20-25 hours, I'd say.
So, yeah.
Good luck with that.
I'm not really interested in collecting all the ore.
Right.
So I'll probably just...
The one thing it does, I will say, though, is that if you get the... They said there's going to be an extra bonus, too, for people who got the rich achievement, which I think is 1 million credits. So if you get 1 million credits, there's a special bonus for you in Mass Effect 2.
Interesting.
So...
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a game I'm going to be playing over the next month.
I was very pleased to hear that they're actually going to let you edit your appearance. Like when you transfer your save game over, you can edit your appearance from the first game.
Really?
Because, yeah, my guy kind of ended up a little goofy looking. So I think I might go with Gennaro Shepard from now on.
Gennaro.
Bald Space Marine Shepard.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, Mass Effect, great game.
What part are you at now on your
replay?
Citadel. Oh, you're still on Citadel.
I'm still in the beginning. Yeah, doing all those fetch quests for everybody.
Did you watch the cinematic trailer for the second one yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, it looks so freaking awesome.
It got me pumped.
I mean, I know it's CGI, but it's still that trailer was freaking awesome.
The thing is, it was a CGI trailer released for the first game.
Right.
That plays on a loop if you just leave the game on the title screen.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is the scenario in that never happens in the game. Never the part where they get the distress call and he ignores it and just keeps going or whatever.
He's like, screw it.
Yeah, that never happens.
Kind of like
first
the commercial for Dragon Age.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
like
has
the
characters
in
it that don't look anything like they do
in
the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Way to go, BioWare.
Yep. Get you pumped up over characters you never see.
Makes you think the marketing department and the R&D department don't work together.
Yeah, they never see each other. But that brings me to my next game. Yeah, I was, you know, cruising the game demos to see something to play. Something that I might have skipped out on, you know, and I kept coming across this game called Trials HD, which I know that everybody here raves about it.
Pretty much. Instead of just listening to us, you had to go peruse demos. Whatever. Bitch.
But anyway, I played the demo and I'm like, okay, I need to get the game now. So now I got the game, and it's good, real good, darn good.
It's the shit that killed Elvis.
It's one of those games. It's kind of like Peggle. It's kind of like Peggle, but with bikes. Even though it has nothing to do with
it. I was about to say, it's nothing like Peggle with bikes.
It's nothing like Peggle conceptually, but it's that same type of mentality of, I want to play something that I could just play for a couple minutes, get in, get out, and be satisfied.
Yeah, but it don't work that way.
And that's what she said. Yep. See? That's a good one.
Do you suck dicks?
Oh, not really.
Not really? You really had to qualify that with not really?
Ouch.
Duh, 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 duh.
Gambus is going to get a whole new slew of fan mail.
Yeah.
No, as in not really, as in no.
You should have said no instead of not really, because that sounds like maybe.
Hey, it's early in the morning.
It sounds like maybe, depending on the situation.
It's early in the morning, and I'm sleep deprived.
It's early in the morning, 2 p.m.
Yeah, but I'm third shift. I work
so
nights.
It's early in the morning for him.
I've only had 3 hours of sleep. So, anyways.
So, boo on you.
Yeah. Okay, the next game I've been playing, Borderlands. You know, Borderlands is one of those games that you could just jump right into. You know, you could find someone online playing it, be like, hey, you need some help? Sure, come in my game. And I just jump right in, play for about 35, 40 minutes, and then jump right back out and be like, and feel satisfied. And that's what she said.
And that's what she said.
Yeah.
What level are you now?
Still 25 because,
snap, I passed you.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da!
I'm only level 20, so
I'm a level
I haven't played it.
28.
Nice.
Okay, here I'm gonna give some shout outs right now.
Give them out.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to Shelmo from the people.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, it is. It is an awesome name.
Shelmo.
Shelmo from the Pink and Deadly
Sounds like
podcast.
A Ninja Turtle Sesame Street character.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And she listens to our show, too, so, yeah.
He or she? What?
She.
Oh, okay.
She.
Is that the one that's on...
Pink and Deadly.
Okay, yeah, Pink that's and Deadly. How you say it.
Yeah, Shelmo.
I always, like, said Chilemo or something. I don't know.
Chilemo.
Yeah,
I felt like it was more distinguished.
Yeah.
I'm not very distinguished.
Chilemo.
But, sounds like a perfume.
I played with Shelmo and, I think, pronounce her name Elisa. I want to say Alicia, but it might be Elisa because it's spelled with a C, not an S. And,
it's usually Alicia.
Yeah. And also played with this dude named Lee
Harvey Oswald?
Lee Nugent, I think his name. Lee Nugent. He's from another podcast called Frugal Gaming Podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to the sole purpose of budget gaming. And it's a UK podcast.
Hence the name.
Yes. So in other words, I don't know if I'd be able to listen to this podcast because it'll be all in pounds and they'll be talking about stores that I've never heard of. Like I think their main store is Game.
Yeah, Game or Game Station. I think there's two stores in the UK.
Game Station. Yeah. So I'll
not real original names though, are they?
Mm-mm.
Kind of like our GameStop.
GameStop.
Yeah.
Stop here and get games.
Or EB Games.
Yeah.
Which is gone now.
Yeah.
Remember Walden Software?
Oh, Walden Software.
Or Babbage's.
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 Yeah. Software, etc.
Software, etc. We got software, etc.
Yeah.
See, I like it when it's simple and to the point. It's like Best Buy.
Yeah.
That's simple and to the point.
Best Buy. I like Best Buy. That's a great store.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
So simple.
I ran into it there.
How about Radio Shack? That doesn't really sell many radios anymore.
No.
That's why they
really
just call
a shack.
It a shack now.
It's in the mall, so it's not really a shack.
It's not really a shack.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding, Radio Shack? Grow
but,
up.
Get
a better name.
I think the person's game that I was playing in, I think she was level 14. So all the enemies that I was fighting.
Isn't that awesome when you like walk in there and you're just such a super badass?
Dude. My bird is awesome. I'm a hunter, you know, and I throw my bird at, like, a group of enemies, and the bird freaking just goes, and freaking just decimates everybody. And what's also cool about my bird, it's on fire. It's a flaming
I bet your bird is on fire.
You
should probably go to the doctor and have
that looked
at.
You should probably go to the doctor and have that looked at.
There
may be some sort of balm and or ointment that they can prescribe for
Doctor,
your flaming
what,
bird.
Doctor, was it me when I shoot fire my dear?
But yeah, man, it was good times. Borderlands, great game.
You know, my turret shoots corrosive bullets.
Awesome.
Wow, that's definitely something you should get checked out
by
the doctor.
I know.
Ugh. So what level are you on?
I'm 28.
You're 28? Sweet. Awesome.
I'm still a lowly level 20.
Hey, level 20 is to me, level 20 is where the game goes into high gear. I mean, it goes from it was a great game beforehand, but for some reason, level 20 was just like, holy crap, I'm fighting like enemies that are made out of like electricity and stuff. And I'm fighting the
1.21 gigawatts.
Yes, Marty. But another game that I've been playing was a Christmas present, Halo ODST.
Audit.
Yes.
Audit.
And, we played some multiplayer with Killer Wolverine. That was some good times right there. We were hoping that you would, join us.
Yeah, I was supposed to.
Yeah.
And then I got tied up.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Snap.
That's too bad. That's too bad. It was fun, man. It was fun.
Oh, I know. I played with K-Dub the night before.
Yeah. I like ODST.
I don't play anything with anybody anymore.
I saw you hop online the other night, and I almost asked you to join my Borderlands game, but then you were gone.
You should have.
Yeah, you were gone, though. Yeah. Like, as soon as I clicked on your name, you were gone. I'm like, this motherfucker's just like a jumping bean.
Yeah. Borderlands is the game.
It's like, I can't catch him. He's like a Pokemon.
But
gotta catch them all. Gotta be quick about it. I'm time-stamped. I only show up certain times. You just gotta be online at the right time, or set your system clock ahead. And then I'll show up online.
But ODST, I'm actually really, really enjoying the single player campaign. It's
don't blink.
You know what's funny is I still haven't beat it.
Damn, man! What have you contributed 45 minutes to it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a couple hours into it.
Surprised you ain't finished it.
I love the music. The music is fantastic. I actually own the soundtrack. I bought the soundtrack like. When the game first came out, I was like, I heard this game has a really good soundtrack. It's a little bit different than the other ones. You know, it's got that jazziness to it, and I really love the soundtrack. And it's not just the jazz part, but I also love the action sequence music where it's a lot of percussion. I think what's his name? Marty. The guy.
Well, any fucking time, sweetheart.
crap. His name is
Marty O'Donnell?
Yes.
Figured I'd get this podcast going.
let's get it rolling.
He does a fantastic job in not just every single pretty much genre that I've heard his work in, but the percussion that he does. I mean, it might be sound like simple, like, you know, like tribal beats, but it really conveys the situation of fighting against the Covenant, and I just really enjoy the music to the game. It's fantastic. But I also love the look of the game. I mentioned to Killer Wolverine that, to me, this game looks kind of like Mirror's Edge in some places, where the red and the grayish white has it's very clean environment, you know, kind of like a modern day architectural design, but at nighttime and after a war, so it's got that grit to it, you know, that like urban war grit on top of the really clean architectural aesthetic. So I think that just the look of the game was incredible, and I like the story, even though it's kind of like, you know, Pulp Fiction, where it's like splintered and it just keeps going from person to person, so it kind of takes you out of it in a way. But I do think that it has a strong dramatic presence, but I really like it. So and people will say all day long, oh, it's another Halo, which is something that I hear all...
It's another Halo.
I hear this all the voice. Time. When I'm listening to other podcasts, whenever people mention ODST, it's like in a negative state of mind. It's like, oh, that's Halo. And I'm like...
That's why it's called Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
ODST.
Mean, you know?
Overrated dumb shit. Oh, sorry.
Snap.
Oh...
I'm kidding. Jesus
Christ. Where'd the T come from?
Shit.
Oh, it's the you cop the S and the T.
That's quite dramatic.
Shit.
Okay.
It's Marty O'Donnell's drum beat. It's tribal.
And I also was lucky enough to pick up a copy of a game that does not even come out until, like,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, tomorrow. I was going to say Wednesday, because that's when I usually buy new games. But then I thought, but they release it on Tuesday. So, I picked up Bayonetta.
Yes.
Yeah, like, a couple days before Christmas. And I must say, did you want me to talk about it, or did you want to talk about it?
It don't matter.
Because you actually beat the whole game.
Yes, I did beat the whole game.
So I'll leave the description of the game to you, but I'll say this, I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. And
you like it when she gets naked.
I love the gameplay.
You know, when you beat the game, you get new costumes.
Uh-huh.
And when you do the super moves, she's not naked. She's still wearing the costume.
Interesting.
Because her costume underneath is made of her hair, not her schoolgirl costume.
Oh, God, schoolgirl.
What'd you expect?
What a fucking joke.
Yeah. That's so overplayed. But anyway, Bayonetta, in my opinion, is fantastic. It's
the fairy fucking godmother set.
Yes, I second that notion. And I'll say this. Bayonetta, so far, game of the year, 2010.
It's the only game out.
Yep, there you go. It's an easy victory.
Well, considering Darksiders comes out the same day, we'll see.
I've heard a couple impressions from people who've played Darksiders already, and they were mixed.
I heard it's like Zelda, though.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. It's on my Gamefly list, so hopefully they'll send it to me.
So is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And pretty much my future fondling will be probably a combination of what I just mentioned.
Okay, so basically you're done with Uncharted.
Uncharted will be future fondling right there. Yes.
The first one or the second one?
Maybe the first one, because I know the second one's fantastic and I need to beat the second one. So I might actually go back to the first one and finish that up. Because I'm really feeling guilty about not beating these games.
You should.
Yes. So.
All right, we'll move on to the Wombat.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show.
I played a lot of stuff this week, actually, surprisingly. I played on, I should have brought a list, like Gambus.
You should have.
on the Xbox, I played a couple demos this week. I played the Bayonetta demo, and it's just not for me. I mean, it's just not my style of game.
So what didn't you like about it?
I just don't like, I'm not huge on Devil May Cry, and I don't really like that style of action game.
I can see that then, because the game does move like Devil May Cry. It's got that fast, kinetic,
right,
outrageous Japanese fantasy type of feel to it. Yeah, that, so I can understand that.
Those aren't those just aren't my type of game. Like the Devil May Cry style hack and slash just is not my style of game.
Yeah.
I didn't like what were the two games on Xbox? Otogi. I didn't like either of those games either. Those were not Devil May Cry style, but they were similar in
You don't
in
like
structure.
Ridiculous Japanese action games?
No, not
ridiculous.
Really.
Ridiculous.
The only games even close to the same vein as that I liked were the Onimusha games and God of War, which God of War is so much different than Devil May Cry.
Yeah, it's more of a methodical pace.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't like games like that. So Bayonetta is not really up my alley. Ninja Gaiden's all right, but I don't. I think it's a good. I respect Ninja Gaiden for what it accomplishes. Same way as Bayonetta, I respect it for what it accomplishes. It's just not what I would choose to sit down and play for hours on end.
Well, if you're not a Ninja Gaiden guy, then I would say that you wouldn't really be a Bayonetta guy because. Crap!
I was a 2D Ninja Gaiden guy.
I don't want to steal Zero's thunder on this of description, but the more you play it, it actually becomes more like Ninja Gaiden than Devil May Cry.
Yeah. You get ice skates.
Wow!
Awesome.
So I I was a 2D Ninja Gaiden guy. I was huge on the 2D Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, yeah.
The 3D
yeah.
Ninja Gaiden, I enjoyed them, but I never really got into them hardcore. I also played the demo for Divinity 2 Ego Draconis.
Oh, you played that?
Because I looked at it and I thought, you know what? This looks like a mediocre, somewhat crappy looking Western RPG.
It looks
and
like
those
some,
are the games yeah. I usually like.
Yeah, exactly. I thought of, I thought of you when I saw that demo.
Yeah. So I played the demo and I thought it was terrible.
Did you love how he jumps?
Yeah. I shouldn't say I thought it was terrible.
And this is coming from the man
who loved Two Worlds. Yes. As yeah. I just did not.
Wow.
I did not enjoy Divinity 2. Maybe I would have enjoyed it if I'd have played it on PC. When it originally came out on PC, but on the Xbox, I did not like it. I thought it was clumsy.
Turn into a dragon.
even ignoring the fact that the graphics were awful, because it's a bad port. The graphics were always going to be awful. It was like. Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. There was no way that game was going to look good. So even ignoring that fact, I thought the gameplay was clumsy. I did not like the combat. It's funny because I had put it on my Gamefly list as soon as I saw the screens because I thought, this looks like something I would enjoy, even though it's probably going to get ripped apart in reviews.
You could turn into a dragon.
You could turn into a dragon. But I did not enjoy it. So,
man, I got to review it.
Can you turn into a dragon?
Yes.
Maybe I didn't get that far in the demo before
yes.
I turned it off.
Watch the trailer.
Oh.
You, like, jump in the air and then, like, bloop, like, pop into this little ball and turn into a dragon and fly around and kill people.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I didn't get that far. I got as... You know, far enough that I thought, you know what, I've played enough of this to tell I'm not going to like it.
Did you get your dragon eyes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens right away. But
my silver eyes.
But, yeah, so I did not enjoy that, even though I expected to. So it made me look forward to Two Worlds 2.
What kind of comment is that?
Man.
After playing Ego Draconis, I look forward to Two Worlds 2.
Man.
Because the first Two Worlds was better than
I think somebody
Divinity
just
2.
Shot themselves.
Jeez, man.
The developer for Divinity 2 shot himself.
Man, I hope he's not listening, whoever it is.
No, I mean, you know, like I said, if I'd have played it originally on PC, I might think differently. But the Xbox port I did not enjoy. I thought was bad.
You owe me for one jelly donut!
I will make sure I come with that next week.
Ew.
So those were the two demos that I played on Xbox. As far as full out games go, I finally, you want to talk about late to the party. Late to the party from 2007 like Gambis Khan.
Oh.
I finally beat the first Assassin's Creed. So I could transition smoothly to the next one. So I finally beat the first Assassin's Creed.
And what do you think of the ending?
It's fucking weird.
Where did you beat the second one?
Well, I imagine. It flows seamlessly into the beginning of the second one, though. I mean, the beginning of the second one picks up
yeah.
right after the first one leaves off.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird how it just stopped. Like, the first one just stops. But I'm glad that I didn't beat it till now, actually, because it gives me an opportunity to see the differences between Assassin's Creed 1 and Assassin's Creed 2, and to go seamlessly from the story. So picking up on that, I also purchased Assassin's Creed 2, and I started playing that, and it is phenomenal.
I told you.
I was thinking yesterday, I don't know, short of Super Mario Bros. 2, I can't think of a more different sequel other than Assassin's Creed 2. Like, it's so much different than the first one. There's a lot of familiar things, but they overhauled so much, it's almost like a completely different style of game. We've discussed the game at length on here, or you've discussed the game at length on here, so I don't really need to go into everything, but I love the crypts, Yeah. I love upgrading the Via. The Villa.
Did you see what you get? I'm sure you've seen what you get when you finish all six.
Yeah. Like last night, I literally, when you upgrade your house and that your town and everything, you earn money off of it, and you earn money every 20 minutes. And I literally last night just explored that town, finding all the hidden statues.
Yeah.
And collecting money and then going back and upgrade it. I literally explored it for an hour and got three payments from the thing to upgrade my town. But it's just everything about it is fantastic. I love the only small quibble that I have is that I don't like the blood. I think the blood looks a little ridiculous. But other than that, I mean, if that's my highest criticism of the game, you know it's a good game. Granted, I'm maybe biased because I still loved the first one, even though it was terribly flawed and very repetitive. But the second one improves on the first one in just about every possible way. The only thing I miss is that there's no more of that little chime when you find a flag or whatever, that doo-doo-doo-doo little chime thing that they used to play. That's gone, which kind of makes me sad. But other than that, the game's in an improvement in every way over the first one. And it's really, 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 really engrossing. And Ezio's a fantastic character. Yeah. I enjoy his character very much. He's got a lot more personality than Altair ever had. So that engulfed most of my gaming time, honestly, this week. And then I also picked up Forza 3. Which is just as fantastic as I'd hoped it'd be. It's, you know, another game that improves on just about every way over its predecessor. I love what they've done with the customization. How you can go into a grid-based system to make complicated designs and stuff. I think it's...
There's some pretty sweet stuff on the store. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing, is I thought, oh, this grid-based design... It'd be perfect for me to make some Mega Man stuff. And so I grabbed some pictures off the web and was going to run them on a grid in MS Paint to see where I needed to put the blocks or whatever. And then in the middle of that, I was just browsing the storefront, and pretty much everybody has already created anything I could ever want to create in there, which is kind of a shame, but it's still fun to do it yourself.
Did you gift me that car, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been on my game, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I gifted it to you. So, yeah, I'll mention that on here, too. I worked up real quick, in like 15 minutes, an N4G podcast car design for an Audi RX-8. If anybody wants it, just send me a message on Xbox Live, and I'll send it to you. it's not great, but it's, I mean... It's a decent little job for the brief amount of time that I put into it. I could probably make it better if I committed more time to it, but...
I downloaded, somebody had a free Joker holding the card.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I put it on the hood of my car, so I have a black car with a picture on the front of him holding the card.
Sweet.
Yeah, man, people amaze me with the stuff that they're able to accomplish.
No shit, I can't even draw, like, a stick figure.
Right.
They're drawing, exactly. Like, people.
Yeah. Did you see the Joker sketch? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see
that. There's a sketch of the comic book Joker that looks fantastic. you should check. You should look up. I think just look up Joker sketch under Vinyl Designs, and you should find it. Besides the customization, the racing's all really good too. I mean, the actual controls are great. The gameplay is just as well as I'd hoped it would, and. I like the fact that the rewind feature is present.
Yeah.
You know, even if I choose not to use it, or choose to use it, I can go either way. So I like that the feature exists, but is entirely optional. Overall, it's a fantastic game. And then I believe lastly, I think this is the last game that I played. I also, thanks to Maze 13, I got a beta code for Mod Nation Racers.
Sweet.
And played that for a little bit. And so far, I will say that I really enjoy all the customization of. Have you played it yet, Zero?
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed all the customization. I thought the customization was really, really good. I was a little disappointed in everything else, if I'm being honest. I mean, and I'm not even talking about the technical aspects of it, because stuff like lag and low frame rate and having trouble getting into a game and
that's a beta.
Like, yeah, that kind of stuff. That's a beta. That's going to happen. Load times are long, which is something I hope gets ironed out when they get out of beta. Load times, you know, load times don't always change from beta to final version. So I'm hoping that it's just an after product of the beta, and that once the full version comes out, the load times will be a lot shorter. The customization is great. You can do anything from building full tracks down to just customizing your racer. I do kind of wish that it's tough to play two games that offer customization at the same time, like Forza and this, and not wish that Mod Nation Racers had the grid system from Forza 2, where you could design more complicated designs on a grid and then put them on your cars or riders or drivers or whatever. But for what it is, I mean, the customization's fantastic. I did not like the racing, though. I didn't like the actual gameplay.
Hmm.
And maybe I'm in a minority on that. It's tough for me. It's tough to play a kart racing game and not compare it to Mario Kart. You're always going to compare it to Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I personally prefer the gameplay of Mario Kart to Mod Nation Racers.
But at least they brought in the hop.
They did bring in the hop.
Got the hop.
They did bring in the hop for the drift. I just, for some reason, I don't know if it's the speed of the gameplay, because it's a lot faster than Mario Kart.
It is fast.
So I don't know if it's just the speed that I don't like, or if it's the control. It just doesn't feel as tight to me. Granted, you know, they still got time to change that, too. And hopefully they'll make some adjustments. But to me, it doesn't feel as tight as Mario Kart. And despite the customization, if I'm going to play, if I was at this point to choose between, if I was going to play a kart racing game between that or Mario Kart, I'd play Mario Kart. That's just me. I was really, really looking forward to Mod Nation Racers because I love Mario Kart and I love Little Big Planet, and I thought it would be a nice mix between the two. But I was not. I was overall not all that impressed with the actual gameplay. Slightly disappointing. But like I said, it's a beta, so I'm not going to judge it too harshly now. I'll still give it a try later, and hopefully I'll enjoy it more further down the road. As far as future funneling goes, hopefully I'll get Darksiders from Gamefly. That's the hope. More Assassin's Creed 2 and Forza.
All right. So now we get to go to K-Dub.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, after the last show, I talked a little about me trying to go back and pick up and play Bioshock. That's the first thing I did. Didn't get too far before I found out I have a nice little scratch in the disc, so I couldn't play too much of it.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
It happens. Whatever. You know, life goes on. So I got to pick up another copy of that before I...
You should download it digitally, then it can't get a scratch.
Yeah, then the whole hard drive space comes into a factor. So, I don't know. I got some options, but after that, played Trials a lot with the new, what was it called?
The big pack.
Big pack. How clever.
Well, at least it's not called the big sack.
Wow.
Because that would make no sense anyway, but okay. Let's thank God it's not big sack. I didn't, as sad as it is, I didn't really play any of the new races or anything. I just played pretty much just the one skill game, the ski jump is what I've been hooked on. And I got ranked fifth out of everyone who played it, and then that lasted like 2 minutes, and then I moved to seventh in the ranking. That lasted a few days, and now I'm in 14, and I'm probably lower than 14 now, but just to be in the top 10 for a few days, that was like the highlight of my life.
That was the highlight of your life?
That was the highlight of your life.
I was trying to go for the number one spot, but I can't do it. So I've been trying to do that, but
yeah. Just to let you know, I had your jump beat the other night, and I landed right next to you, and I hit the sidewall.
Yeah, see, that's going into it. Going into that, I figured out pretty quickly that if you launch him high enough and hit the ceiling, it's over. You can't complete a jump. I'm like, okay, well, I got to rethink what I'm going to do. And then several times, and I didn't figure this out until you said something, Zero, was you can hit the side wall, which I would come down like I'm in free fall, and it would just say finished. I'm like, what the fuck? Why did I finish? I didn't hit the ground, and I didn't hit the ceiling, so why am I finishing it? And I didn't know you could hit the sidewall, so that was kind of frustrating. Because and after you said that, I did one of the jumps I complete. Or I did. I actually did see him bounce off the sidewall. How that happens, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the physics of the game, but I don't know. That kind of got frustrating because you think you got this nice, awesome jump. You're gonna do. You know, you're gonna land real far. And then you hit the side wall and you're finished. Like, okay, well, shit. So, but it's trials and it's awesome. So I'm glad Gambus finally ended up buying it because...
You guys are missing out totally not playing the new tracks, though. There's one track. There's one track in there called, like, One Bit something. And it's all in 2D and it reminds me of Excitebike.
Really?
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and... I got to finish these races because, I mean, not to take away from the races, the skill games are awesome. I mean, there's a couple in there that are just frustratingly stupid, but they're all awesome, and, you know, the races are just phenomenal. So I got to go back and just finish the races and even try a couple of those tournaments or whatever. So I can't say enough about the game. I mean, we said enough about it last year, and it's pretty cool that it can, you know, it has that lasting effect to, you know, 2010 and beyond. So hopefully we'll get some more DLC from there, but I don't know. It's a great game. Everyone should try it and pick it up. Even if you're not a racing fan, it's not really a racing game. So for me to like it, yeah, it should be played by all.
Yeah.
If I like it, everybody should like it.
Well, and it's obviously if you know a little thing about, you know, the dirt bikes and the physics of it, you're going to do well. But, I mean, you can learn that in the game and all that shit. So, I don't know. Great game. Continue to love it. Want to go back and play more of the races instead of being just hooked on that one stupid skill game. So, and I tried the new the bone-breaking skill game, Ken, and I swear to Jesus I cannot beat you, and I don't know why. So... You have my number on the bone breaking ones, so. Oh well.
I am in the top, like, 300 in the bone breaking. I can't get any higher than 164, though.
Well, I tell you, did you watch the replay from the number one guy?
Yeah, he glitched it.
Yeah, he did. He got stuck on the side. And
pissed
me
off.
Yeah, nice. I saw that, and I'm like, you know what? Wow. Because I got stuck on the side pretty much in the same spot he did, and I didn't even think to, you know, move it. I just ended it because I didn't think I would break bones that way, so. Whatever. He didn't really, I don't think he glitched it on purpose. Well, he might have, I don't know.
What, if I get stuck on that, I start over, because if I do manage to get the number one spot doing that, I don't want it.
And that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, wow, if I really did what he did, I could have been high up there, but, like, you didn't really earn it. You kind of just, like you said, glitched your way through to the number one spot, so.
I'm very proud of the fact that if you watch my replay, which you can, because I'm in the top 1,000 players, I did it legitimately, 164 bones broken.
Yep, and I tried to match that, but I just can't do it. So, you have me on that. I concede to you on the bone breaking.
So let me get this straight. I can actually watch other people's performances in this game.
If you're in the top 1,000 in the skill games, you can watch their replays. Yes.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm gonna have to check that out.
You can watch mine. You can sort the leaderboard by your friends, and if your friends are in the top 1,000 ranked of anything, you can watch their replay.
Awesome.
So, there was another one I kind of got hooked on before the new year. I forget what it's called, but you're in a motorcycle or dirt bike rather is in the back of a wagon or something.
Oh yeah, I beat you on that the other night, by the way.
Of course you did. God damn it, Chan. Gotta go back and try and regain my status over you on that. I mean, it's like every time. What is it about this game that it just brings out the competition between me and you? Because I mean, Jason just got it. Ryan, I don't know how often you play it, but
trials.
It just what
you talking about trials still? Yeah, I played the shit out of it when it first came out, but I haven't played it since, honestly, because I've been wrapped up playing other stuff.
I gotcha, but it just, I don't know what it is, but it just, me and him just keep going back and forth. He beats me at one, I come back and beat him, then he beats me. It's just a back and forth thing. It's kind of fun to kind of, we talk all this shit. Like, I have your number, I think, on the jumps, but you have my number on everything else.
So. Oh, I'm still doing the jumps. Don't think you won for good.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well, bring it, brother.
I increased mine the other night. I was at 342, and now I'm at 354.
Oh yeah.
So I moved another 10 meters up. So
have you gone back and done the original?
Yeah, Steve I've been practicing that one a little bit, but I still can't beat my old score. I can still get like 190 something, but I can never get to 200.
And going back to, didn't it feel kind of slow?
Well, yeah, because you don't get that big freaking pinball thing launching your ass off the jump.
When it took me a while to get back into the swing of that one because I mean it just was slow and I'm like, wow, how did I even do this in the first place? So no, but I'm gonna have trouble trying to beat my scores on that. So, but it's phenomenal. I love the game. I need to go back and do the races. So, I did play a little bit of ODST, and like Gambus said, it's good. It's Halo. It kind of forces you to change the way you play though, because Halo. I mean, let's face it, you run and gun. And, cause your stamina and your health, or your shield rather, and your health regenerate. And, this one, not so much. You actually have the health packs, so it kind of forces you to play from cover sometimes. Cause it gets pretty hectic, pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And, you're just like, shit. So, it's fun. It, like I said, changes the way that, I had to change the way that I played. The game, but I did play Firefight, previously mentioned with Ken and Jason, and yeah, it's good. If you played Horde on Gears of War and like it, then you'll like Firefight. Even though I think Firefight gets a little bit more intense,
it is pretty chaotic,
and it's just I don't know how it's set up. Is it set up in its sets? And you have, what, 5 rounds in each set? Is that how it is?
Yeah, it sets up in, you start with each round, and then it has 5 waves, and I think there's 5 rounds with 5 waves each. So yeah. There's 25 waves total, I think.
But, and I think what we had trouble, because me and Gambus didn't, we only played, what, 2 rounds of it, or something like that?
Something like that. I want to say 3 rounds, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it got intense, but I mean, me and Zero played a lot more of it, and whew, man, getting to those later rounds and the waves, it gets pretty intense. And those invisible motherfuckers with the incendiary grenades, they get me every single time, every single time. So, but it's cool. I like it. We need to. I know we said that last year, pretty much the entire year. We said we were going to play it, and you know, with the community and all this. But maybe 2010 will bring us the actual sit down and play with. Because
no doubt.
Ryan, you need to. Have you played Firefight, Ryan?
No.
Yeah, you need to. We need to get on that because it's 4-player, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to play some of that and just try the 4-player.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. See how
good
better
times
it is. Yeah. It is. So. Let's see, what else did I play here? I guess I can go to Gears of War since I mentioned Horde mode, because for some reason, Zero Tolerance had a hankering to play Gears of War 2 Horde mode, which, you know, not a problem. I gladly play that. And, wow, I just can't get over how good it is. And there's a shit ton of maps.
Yeah, there's only like 30-something maps.
Yeah. So, I mean, had a blast playing that. Let me look. Oh, yep. I play a little bit of Madden Arcade, which no one plays with me. Why did no one else pick this up?
Yeah, that's in my fondling. I finally played the demo.
Oh, you played the demo? You're going to rip it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow. For what it is, I have fun with it. It's a nice little time waster, I guess I can say.
It's certainly a waste.
Oh, snap!
It's obviously, it's if you like Madden, you're not probably going to like this one too much, but it's an arcade style game. So, I don't know.
All I know is I follow one of the guys from EAPR on Twitter, and he is honestly giving out a Madden arcade code like every freaking day. It's like,
That's nice because the EAPR people couldn't give me one.
Nice. This guy's really honestly giving out a Madden NFL arcade code like every other day.
Well, he wants to give it to users, not reviewers. There's a reason for that.
Am I the only one in America or anywhere who likes this game?
You might be.
I haven't played it because I don't like Madden, so.
Well, you might like it. Try the demo because if you don't like Madden, I don't know. Give it a try. If you don't like football games in general, you probably won't like it.
I did. I used to like Tecmo Bowl, but
I think Tecmo Bowl had more depth.
Oh, wow. Snap!
It's not meant to have depth.
But seriously, this is like less than the kiddie pool. This is like a pool of pee depth.
Oh, wow! It's just a pick up and play quick game, man.
Yeah, but it's got to be fun too.
How is it not fun?
Because it's boring.
Because there's only 5 guys on the field?
There's only 3 plays, and one of them doesn't even count as a play.
Which one doesn't count as a play?
Oh, I'm sorry. Medium pass and long pass.
So it's kind of like paper, rock, scissor, right?
But, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, there's only 2 types of plays.
So it is like Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, it's like Tecmo Bowl, but like I said, I seriously think Tecmo Bowl has more depth.
Well, for the points, for how much I spent on it, it's not worth it, but if I'm having fun, that's all that matters. And it's a quick game of football, quick little arcade style game of football. I enjoy it. So if I'm the only one in the world who likes it, well then, whatever. Fuck it. I like it.
That's all that matters.
Indeed, that is all that matters. So, other than that, the only real big thing that I played a lot of, and my main focus was unfortunately going to be BioShock, but it shifted to God of War Collection. So played a couple hours of that, and still can't say enough good things about the God of War.
The
God of War.
So I look forward to the 3, God of War. And hopefully before then I will beat 2. But I'm not.
I have to
breath.
Say something about that. It was so sad that when I played the God of War 3 demo, I didn't fucking understand it. Because there are things happening in the God of War 3 demo that if you haven't beat 2, don't make any sense.
Right.
And after I beat 2, I played the demo again. I'm like, oh, I fucking get it now.
Yeah, I haven't. I still haven't beat 2 either. So I still own the PS2 version of 2. So I'm thinking about just beating that real quick and calling it a day.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and beat the first one, but it depends on exactly when God of War 3 comes out. If it comes out sooner than later, I'm just going to have to bypass. If I don't beat 1 by then, bypass it, go to 2, beat it, so I can catch up with the story. So, we'll see.
He's taking out the gods! The gods! And they bleed red like we do.
I want to hear Kratos talk once without yelling at somebody.
Yeah.
I just wanted to walk up and be like, hey, Athena, how's it going? But no, he's going to be like, Athena!
Athena! Why would you do this to me? I am so mad all the time!
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece!
Cool. That's it. Y'all?
Future?
Looks bright.
You gotta wear shades?
Maybe. No, but school's starting back again, so we'll see how much game time I get, because there's still a lot I want to play. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play everything I wanted to with everything that happened during the holidays. I hope to play a little bit more of ODST, Assassin's Creed, Borderlands shit. The list can go on. I really want to play Batman. I really do, but I've got to be...
Batman!
Wow. Yeah. But I know if I start playing that I won't play anything else, because just watching Ken play through it on that one day he beat it, wow, I know it's going to consume me. So I got to be disciplined and...
Discipline! You lack discipline!
You lack discipline!
Wait on that. So, but hopefully, and if THQ is listening, please send me a review copy of Darksiders.
They're not going to.
Well, they better, because I swear to God, I will cause all kinds of hell.
You won't like it. You don't like Zelda.
Yeah, that's a good point. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, cross my fingers on that. But hey, you know, if I don't, you know, like it, then I'm sure someone in the circle of the podcast would like it.
I would like it.
Listen to this.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put that out there right now.
I would like it.
No, I got mine coming on Gamefly. I hope. I made sure the only things that were on my Gamefly list were Darksiders and Dark Void, neither of which is out yet. So hopefully they'll send
me. You have a very dark January.
I am, yes.
I wouldn't hold your breath, man. You'd probably die.
And then Mass Effect 2 is going to be darker than the first one. So it's going to be a very dark January.
It is.
I really need to get back into that and get ready for the second one, too. So.
Yeah, it's only three weeks away.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't going to happen then. But, I mean, unfortunately, there's going to be games I'm going to miss again due to my lack of funds. But, fortunately, Mass Effect 2, Bioshock 2, we'll both take a seat, you know, a back seat. But that's good. It allows me more time to beat the originals.
I'm getting kind of irritated with some people online complaining about the direction for Mass Effect 2 and calling it Mass Effect 2 The Warrior Within, because it's darker than the first one, and they're afraid that because it's got a darker, less optimistic tone, that it's not going to be as good as the first one. But don't people realize that that's the way trilogies go? The second one is always darker than the first one and the third one.
Exactly.
The first one is the build-up. The second one is where the evil prevails, or where it takes a dark turn and it looks like all hope is lost. And then the third one is where the heroes prevail. That's the way it, Lord of the Rings is like that. Star Wars is like that. That's just the way it is. So people need
it's
to...
It's just the way it is.
People just need to let it play out the way it plays out.
Awesome. With the internet on all this shit, people just like to bitch. People
that
find something to bitch about everything.
Yeah. That is true. People do love to bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of bitch, let's hear what Jiro has to say.
Oh, snap.
I think he's mad because
I don't like NFL Arcade.
I think he just called you a bitch.
I think he did. I'm actually here.
It was. It was. Snap. It was implied.
Hey, no one came. No one offered to jump my car, man.
Well then, nobody here
I'll tell
has
you what,
carophilia.
I'll
or
tell
whatever.
You what. You find a way down here and fix my flat tire, and I'll drive up there and jump your car.
All right.
Sounds like a deal. Oh man, it's been a long 2 weeks. I played a lot of shit. On the PS3, I played a lot more of a Pixel Junk Shooter. That game is awesome.
I'm going to have to pick that one up.
That is a great game. Also, on my PS3, the day after Christmas, I went down and saw Boogeyman at his store. And, my God, the line was out the door. Day after Christmas crap.
Yeah, it was. Wow. I went in there day after Christmas, too, to buy Assassin's Creed and Forza. And it was crazy in there.
But I went there because they were doing that buy two, get one free on the weekend. And I picked up a few PS3 games that I needed for my collection, which were Killzone 2, Resistance 2, and Infamous, because I'd actually traded that in. And I got all three of them for less than $80, which was a sweet deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played a little bit of Killzone. Kind of pissed me off because I had switched my hard drive out, and Killzone was one of the saves that I couldn't transfer.
Oh, that sucks.
So I had to start over.
Yeah.
I hadn't played it since the patch either, to where they changed the controls.
Hadn't?
I hadn't played it.
Yeah.
It actually does feel more my style, so I actually enjoy it a little bit more. I also
did you play multiplayer or single player?
Just single player right now. I want to finish the single player because I never did. Another thing that I picked up that I highly recommend if you play first-person shooters or any kind of shooter on the PS3, I picked up those triggers,
mm-hmm.
the real triggers. Those are great.
Are they?
$5.
Hmm.
And then they actually feel almost not as good as Xbox triggers. So, I mean, it really did make a big difference in my game for that and Resistance 2, which I think I'm like 4 or 5 hours into that now, so I'm probably close to halfway through it.
So how you liking Resistance 2?
Resistance 2 is good, but God, is it hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing on the easiest difficulty because I just wanted to blast through the single player.
Yeah.
And I'm dying, like, regularly. Like, if I was playing on normal, I had to check my difficulty. I'm like, am I really playing on easy?
Yeah.
So it's a challenging game. You constantly have to use the secondary fire, the weapons.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's good. There are moments in that game where it's beautiful. And there are moments in that game where it's ugly as shit. And you're like, what's going on? This doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
And then you get to another area, and you're like, God, this looks beautiful. Like, there was one scene where you're in, like, this basement of a house, and it's flooded, and it just looks so good.
Right.
And then I get outside, and, like, the trees look like shit or whatever. And then I'll get to another area, and you see all the stuff in the background flying around. I'm like, God, it looks good. Then you get to the next area, you're like, God, it looks like shit.
Bad day at the office.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird how it fluctuates between looking gorgeous and looking just okay. But...
Hmm.
Killzone 2 looks good all
the time. All the time. It looks good all the time.
I enjoyed Resistance more than I did Killzone.
Oh, yeah. The game itself I enjoy much more single-player-wise, because Killzone is...
Yeah, I enjoyed the single-player for Resistance more than Killzone.
Killzone's just run from one area to the next and shoot the same three guys.
Right.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't play the first Resistance, but when I watched Zero play it, it just looked boring as hell.
It really kind of was. The first one was. Second one's more interesting.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it. And that's one I got to pick up again. So
I'll tell you what, those stupid freaking things that pop out of the cocoons,
yeah.
those levels suck.
Yeah.
You want to know what the ugliest thing about Resistance 2 is? Is the blood spots on the ground left by the big giant enemies when you kill them?
Yeah.
Oh God, it's awful. It's like the blood spots left behind in Dragon Age. I loved Dragon Age. But I loved Resistance 2, but both those games have the worst-looking blood puddles of any game ever.
Blood puddle.
Blood puddles. But no, I liked the cooperative multiplayer on Resistance 2 was fantastic.
That's another reason I picked it up, is if anybody else has it, I kind of want to play through that a little bit.
I like the competitive multiplayer better on Killzone, but the co-op multiplayer on Resistance is fantastic.
I might finally have to get into some Killzone multiplayer because I haven't played it, but as I learned this past week trying to play Uncharted with Killer Wolverine, apparently my PS3 headset is broken.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh, yeah, I kind of forgot.
Maybe that's
that
why you and I had trouble. No, because yours worked.
Mine worked.
Yeah, mine wouldn't work.
I literally took it off the stand to play Uncharted with Killer Wolverine, and it won't turn on.
Nice.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I've used this thing like 5 times.
Nice.
And it's dead. So either the battery inside of it's dead or something else just kind of pissed me off. So I stopped. I didn't even play.
We couldn't play anyway.
Yeah.
Because my 15 meg download was going to take over a goddamn hour.
I was like, apparently nobody wants us to play Uncharted tonight. So that's when we decided to play ODST.
Which is a bummer because when I played it the couple weeks ago with Gambus Khan and John Whitehouse, such a blast.
Yeah, oh, Uncharted.
It's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to playing it, and I kind of got pissed because nothing seemed to want to work that night.
Yeah. But we found ODST's Firefight.
Yeah, which we hadn't played yet.
Nice.
So I was like, let's try that out, and then I'm like, damn, this is fun.
Yeah.
So and it is. It's really, really fun. I think I did play a little bit of Infamous. I threw it in to make sure my disc worked because I hate buying used games, but you know I couldn't pass that deal up.
Yeah,
and I put it in, and I ran around and collected about 30 shards, because I'd already beat the game, so I was just running around. But I still love that game. It's such a great game.
One thing real quick that I need to mention before I forget, and I meant to mention it earlier and completely forgot. Two things about Uncharted or Assassin's Creed 2 that I forgot to mention. Number one, I love when you first meet your uncle, Mario, and what he says.
Yeah.
That's I won't spoil it for anybody, but that's one of the funniest things ever. But the big thing that I wanted to say, and you reminded me of it talking about Uncharted 2, I think Nolan North is a fantastic voice actor, but he needs to stop. Seriously, I think he's great. I think he's probably the best male voice actor in the video game industry. He needs to take a break.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was watching television the other day, and for some reason my eye caught on Wolverine and the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was watching it, but I mean, it's a good show. I like it.
Right.
He does the voice of Cyclops. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker is everywhere.
He is everywhere. And, like, I really like him. I think he's a great voice actor. But playing, like, when I hear Desmond from Assassin's Creed 2 talk, I can only think of Nathan Drake. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Which, well, I suppose is good, but
I think the best thing to tell you is that Desmond's parts in Assassin's Creed 2 are pretty much
very brief. Yes.
There's not much of it. So, and I actually think that's why I liked it better than the first one, because it seemed the first one kind of 50-50'd it a little bit in the beginning. But yeah, there's not much of Desmond in Assassin's Creed 2, which I was thankful for.
Yeah. But really, like I said, I like him a lot, but he needs to take a break for a couple games and just step back.
Step off, fool.
Let some other people do voices. Like I say, he was even in Dragon Age, I think, but in very small doses.
I bet he's in Mass Effect.
He probably is. No, I've seen the full voice cast list. He's not in Mass
Effect.
Wait a minute.
I swear while I was playing the Army of Two demo, I think he plays somebody in that.
He might.
What you need to do is IMDb him and see how much stuff he is actually in. It's retarded. I'm sorry.
He's
let's
everywhere.
Get retarded in here.
It's just, oh my God. He OMG. Made a living just whoring out his voice.
Whoring out his voice.
Hey, when you got it, flaunt it, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. He's really, really good.
He is good.
He's just fucking everywhere.
Alright, I think that's it on PS3. I did have a little stint of Peggle, which, you know, I was just sitting there, and I'm like, hey, I want to play some Peggle. And then I move on to the 360, which I was depressed because I meant the whole time I was on vacation to pop in New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and I did not.
Nolan North does voices for that, too.
New Super Mario Bros. Yeah. He plays Luigi. No, he doesn't play Wario. So on the 360, I played a lot of demos. I downloaded all the demos for the arcade games that I didn't have, but I only ended up playing a couple of them. I did play the Zero Day Attack on Earth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sold on that, especially for $15.
Hmm.
It looks really good, but it's really kind of a generic shooter. Like, really kind of generic. I was not impressed with it at all. Like, after I played the demo, I'm like, this is why I should play demos.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
will save me from buying these crappy arcade games. I did download some indie games. I downloaded Beat Hazard off of a recommendation from Boogeyman. I have not played it yet. I still intend to.
Yeah, he went all off on that one.
I heard it's really cool, though, because it's like Geometry Wars, but with your custom soundtracks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It basically generates the enemies based on how fast the music is playing.
Mm.
So
that sounds awesome.
How much was it?
I didn't pay for it.
Oh.
I just downloaded the demo. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay. My bad.
And I also downloaded a demo for a game called Twin Blades, just because I thought it looked kind of cool in the screenshots. And it's got a really cool art style. It has kind of like that Muramasa art style where it's real anime-ish.
Uh-huh.
Obviously not nearly as beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of repetitive and boring, even though it looks really good. Like, the demo's enough for you. You basically just run from left to right with a big scythe and cut off the heads of zombies. Which is cool for, like, the first level. But then I got to the second level, and it was the same thing. And then the third level, and it was the same thing. And I'm like, wow, this really needs to break it up a little bit. So, it's a neat demo. I definitely recommend checking it out, but I don't think I'd pay for it. I also played the demo for Madden Arcade, and that was enough. That's all I have to say about that. I didn't even finish the demo. I'm like, wow, this is really kind of stupid and boring. Because you either throw the ball really far, or you try to run it, which running is pretty much useless.
Not necessarily.
Oh, it is if the computer gets the random jackpot power-up. Which is another thing that kills me. This game is totally random. Like, at the beginning of each play, it'll just give you some random power-up.
Well,
you don't earn it.
Well, right. I mean, it's arcade.
So. Well, so was Blitz, but at least you had to earn it by making tackles or first downs.
Yeah, well, Blitz is a bigger game. This is just an arcade game.
Yeah, well, there still should be more than four downs. That's all you get. Four downs to make a touchdown.
It's the equivalent of the tabletop football. You only get four downs.
I think tabletop football is the same, is cheaper.
Well, that is true, considering, you know...
Actually, I think just buying a football and tossing it around in the backyard is cheaper and more fun.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right, hold on. Not to interrupt your Madden Arcade bashing, but I have to do this, okay, just since we were discussing it. These are the games that Nolan North has done voices for just since 2008. I could go back to 2007, but that would take too long. 2008, okay?
Okay.
Destroy All Humans, Big Willy Unleashed.
Oh, my God.
Dark Sector. Lost Planet Colonies. Metal Gear Solid 4. The Princess Bride game.
What?
Valkyria Chronicles. Crash Mind Over Mutants.
Really?
The Hardy Boys, The Hidden Theft.
I've got a raging...
Now, wait, here we go. Gears of War 2. Destroy All Human, Path of the Furon.
Man, he's just...
Prince of Persia. Lord of the Rings Conquest. Halo Wars. Okay, now we're getting into 2009, okay? Halo Wars. Watchmen, The End is Nigh. Prince of Persia Epilogue. Mad World. The Chronicles of Riddick, Sardon, Dark Athena. X-Men Origin Wolverine. Terminator Salvation. Infamous. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Halo 3 ODST. Ratchet and Clank Future: A Crack in Time. Uncharted 2. Marvel Super Hero Squad. Dragon Age Origins. Assassin's Creed 2. And in 2010, he will be the voice of someone in Alpha Protocol. That's just since 2008.
Hey, Nolan North, shut up!
And to see his full library of work, you can IMDb it.
There you go.
It's a lot. You'll be on there for at least 5 hours.
You'll be on there for five hours.
By Jesus.
Yeah. Just amazing.
Wow.
Andy did one of the voices. I just have to. It's on the list, so I have to read it. He did one of the voices in Pimp My Ride, which
nice.
I just think is hilarious.
Nice.
If I'm not mistaken, when I was looking at it, didn't he do some actual like acting too, like TV shows?
Probably. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. Oh.
Jeez.
Man, does that guy ever sleep?
Sounds no, he's like, a robot.
I don't know. That's crazy, though.
I'll tell you what, he is the Samuel L. Jackson of voice actors.
He is indeed.
This motherfucker. All right, I'm going to move on to my fondling because we're really deep in, and like I said, we haven't even got to anything else. I did get Guitar Hero Van Halen for review.
And?
It's Guitar Hero.
Every year. Every year.
Well, here's the weird thing about Guitar Hero Van Halen is it's built off of like the Metallica.
The Metallica engine, right?
Which is weird because none of the new features from Guitar Hero 5 are in it.
Hmm. Really?
But they did give it away free in its defense. No. You know. Although they are selling it now, and I do have to say, if you like Guitar Hero, this is a great Guitar Hero. Notice I'm using the word guitar. Because Eddie Van Halen's solos are the shit.
Heck yeah.
And the song that you've been waiting on that started the Guitar Hero craze is in the game. Weezer's Dope Nose.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And they cut out the F word.
Really?
Not fuck. The other F word.
Right. Yeah, I knew which F word you were talking about.
But yeah, that song is in the game. But it feels like Guitar Hero. Which I don't know if that's really a bad thing. Because I miss Guitar Hero when it was Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I like playing those crazy solos and there's very few better than Eddie Van Halen when it comes to guitar solos.
That is true. That is true.
So if you got it for free, it's definitely worth it. Don't know if I'd pay $60 for it, but if you like Van Halen though, it's got a lot of stuff on it. You have to like David Lee Roth Van Halen.
I like
Sammy Hagar Van Halen because he's not in it.
I like David Lee Roth.
Well, then you probably like it. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So,
awesome. And actually, Nolan North does the voice for David Lee Roth in Guitar Hero.
Stuff we've already talked about that I'll mention, Gears of War 2 and Halo 3 ODST, played those with Killer Wolverine. Played more Madden, as I always do. Played some Batman Arkham Asylum, actually booted that up and started playing through the challenges and almost started my hard playthrough, and then I got sidetracked and didn't play it, so I'll probably start that.
Read all me this.
I did play a lot of Trials. I conquered the HD Big Pack. Beat every track, including the extreme ones. I'm very proud that I have completed every track in the game in some form or fashion. I did download the free Games for Windows Live game called Tinker, which was free, and it gives you some achievements. But you have to play it on your PC.
Was it cool?
It's not bad. It's like a puzzle game where you like have to get this robot to the end of the level before the moves run out or whatever. Not a bad game. In the last few days, I've been killing Borderlands. I think I've put 10 hours in the last couple days.
Jeez. Weren't you like a level 20?
Yeah, I was.
So you went from 20 to 28. That's a lot of playtime right there.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Because once you get past level 20, it takes a long time to level up, seems like.
Have you fought any guardians?
I might have fought one.
Well, the first time you see them, there's three of them. Man, they suck. That's all I'll say.
Thing is, a lot of the times that I played this game was where I would be in a game with somebody would join my game that's like a level 50. And it would just basically blitzkrieg some areas and complete some quests. So I might have faced them.
Man, they're...
But with a level 50 person...
Yeah, with a level 50 person, it might not be so bad, but... I did finally make it over to Jacob's Cove, which is the Island of Dr. Ned area, and I really like the look of that area. I haven't done any quests over there. They also sent me a code for the Mad Moxie's Underdome.
Yeah.
And I went over there and played that. That is really cool. That's like basically just waves of enemies that you have to defeat.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually pretty cool, but the best part about that is that they added a bank.
I heard about that,
Over at the Underdome where I could go drop all my loot. Which, by the way, I found a really kick-ass gun the other day, and I can't use it yet. It's like a ray gun.
Nice.
And the description just has binary code.
Nice.
It does 898 damage.
Jeez, oh,
yeah. Pete. The most powerful gun I have right now is a pistol that does 391.
Wow.
I only need one more level before I can use this ray gun, and I cannot wait to use it.
I've been using a pistol that has unlimited ammo.
Ooh, that's nice.
It kind of sucks though, but I just spray and pray all the enemies. I'm just like boom, 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 boom.
I found a corrosive shotgun that was a lot of fun because if you shoot somebody with it, they start corroding.
Thing is, the corrosive weaponry is like high level weaponry. They don't really introduce it until higher levels into the game. So.
Yeah, I found a corrosive shotgun that doesn't do a ton of damage, but the fact that it corrodes enemies after I shoot them really helps. But the ray gun is in my inventory, and I'm just dying to use it. So I'm really excited to use that gun. But I think that's going to be my big game that I play for a little while. And the last thing that I played was what Gambus talked about earlier, which was Bayonetta. I did play through the entire game, and as soon as I finished it, I went back and started playing it again. I mean, it took me just shy, like literally seconds shy of 10 hours to finish the game. And I played through it on normal, and it is ridiculous, some of the stuff you can do in that game.
Yes. It is the most over-the-top game I've ever played, and I've only played the first six chapters of the game out of, what, how many?
14.
14 chapters?
There's 14 chapters, and there's an epilogue and a prologue, which the final boss battle has got to be the most ridiculous thing ever. I'll just say that it's in space.
Awesome.
That's all I'll say, that it takes place in space. And you don't use a rocket ship to get there. So, but, I love the game. You literally could not upgrade everything and buy everything in one playthrough. There is no way. Because I am still missing, like, almost everything after playing through it. Of course, I spent a lot of money on lollipops and hit and hearts.
Yep.
Which lollipops can give you shields, increase your attack damage, or refill your health or magic. So, and I bought the breakdancing move, which I thought was funny.
Yes, so did I.
Where you spin around, and then after you're done shooting everybody, she just gets down in that little pose, and it does a shutter picture.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but the story makes absolutely no fucking sense.
It doesn't. Dude, it doesn't.
What did you expect?
I was trying to follow it. I really was for the longest time trying to follow it. I'm like, I bet it makes sense in the end. Even after the ending, I understood what was going on, but I'm still like, what the fuck just happened?
It's like the story was written by, let's see, how should I describe the person who probably wrote the story? Okay.
He's on acid?
You take a Japanese man.
Oh, that does it right there. Okay. That's enough.
You take a Japanese man who's probably in his mid-teens. He's diagnosed with ADD, and you feed him enough acid and speed that would kill a large whale, and then tell him to write a story for a very intensive action video game.
Your gaze, the finger-banging, old Mary Jane Rottenkrot through her pretty pink panties are over!
That's about how much sense that game made.
It makes no sense at all. The story doesn't make sense. You don't play the game for the story. It's the skill. It's the adventure.
And that's what I love about the game.
I think maybe that's why I don't like games like that.
Because they're just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which every now and then...
I enjoy games for the story.
Yeah, this is definitely not one. Even though the cutscenes are long.
That is weird. They are. They're really long.
Like, some of them are, like, closing in on Metal Gear length.
Yeah, and it's like the story is about utter chaos and crazy lunacy.
And naked girls that are covered in hair.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Are they as long as the terrible cutscenes in Tekken 6?
They're longer, I think.
But you can skip them.
You can skip them. They are at least interesting. Except for, like, I didn't really care for the, where it, like, shows the cutscene and it's, like, a film strip, like, old-timey movie.
Yeah, that's kind of silly.
I didn't care much for that. I love the combat, though, just because there's so many variations of what you can do. Like, once you start getting more weapons and you can have, you can have two different layouts where you equip different weapons on different things. Like, I had the sword and shotguns in one equip, and in the other one I had the whip and the ice skates.
Yeah.
Yes, ice skates.
Ice skates and a whip. That is awesome.
Yeah, but the mastering the witch time is the most important thing. It's kind of like Ninja Gaiden's block button. Because if you dodge their attack right at the last second, it goes into slow motion and you can run over and do a big massive combo on them. And the torture attacks are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, some of them are just insane. And the bosses, I love the bosses, like how big they were and how crazy they are. But you fight those same three giant bosses like five times.
What's cool about the game, though, is you encounter a giant boss about every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, there's huge bosses. But see, towards the end, you're fighting those same three guys, because I don't know how many of them you fought. There's three main, really big guys that you'll see over and over and over and over again.
But what's interesting, though, is I did fight a couple of the same bosses over, but it's always in a different context.
Oh, yeah. I think you fight all three of those bosses towards the end of the game in an Afterburner level, which literally you're basically playing Afterburner.
Yeah, that's another thing, that the game is like a homage to past, like, Sega games.
Well, I think the music that plays in some of the challenge levels is from, like, Space Harrier and Outrun.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
So it's like if you were a fan of Sega from the 80s and 90s, this game has a lot of throwback.
Oh, yeah. I still think it's funny that she just eats lollipops all the time.
Yeah. It's playing off of the whole, the whole trying to be sexy thing.
Yeah. Sexy.
Which
it's hard to be sexy when you're
covered in hair?
Well, when you're so disproportionate. Like, her head's like this big. Her head's like the size of a pea.
And her ass is like the size of 14 heads.
Like, the rest of her body is just looks gangly because her head is so small.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you got to the point where you see the little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. She gets on my nerves. Mommy, yeah. Make the monsters go away.
The thing is, this game has a lot of crazy, holy crap.
This
moments.
Game makes Ninja Blade look like normal.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And Ninja yeah. Blade is, like, retarded. Like, seriously.
I fought this one boss. Okay, you go into this, I guess it's a church or some kind of temple, right? And you go to the stained glass window, and a giant dragon head, like, busts through the window, and you're fighting the dragon head, right? So you're like, oh, I'm fighting the dragon head, yay, I'm dodging, I'm attacking. And then, all of a sudden, like, the screen starts shaking and crap, and the screen, the camera, zooms out, and you're in the freaking air, and the dragon is flying in the air, and the building that you're in is in the air with the dragon, and the head of the dragon is basically wearing the building that you're in, and it's a two-headed dragon, so you start fighting two heads while you're flying in the air with the dragon inside, still inside of this structure.
Eating a lollipop, taking off your hair.
Dude, the game is utterly insane. It is flat-out nuts. And then on top of that, it's just crazy. I mean, like you said, the final battle takes place in space. I've heard that there's like a motorcycle race scene
mm-hmm.
where you're fighting on motorcycles. The very beginning of the game, in the prologue, you're actually fighting
on a falling clock tower.
Yeah, on the fallen clock tower, followed by fighting on top of a airplane as it's flying below the height of high-rise buildings. This game is utterly insane. And on top of that, if that wasn't insane enough, the gameplay is absolutely staggering. I mean, granted, All the podcasts, I listen to a lot of video game podcasts, and everybody, you know, played the demo, and they say it's, you know, Devil May Cry, or it's a button masher. And that's kind of true for the first couple chapters of the game. However, once you start facing tougher enemies, you quickly learn that this game is actually, it starts transforming from a Devil May Cry type of game into a Ninja Gaiden type of game where every little split second counts. You have to be completely in tune with the game in order to survive. You have to learn the strategies. You have to learn the combos. You have to learn how to execute witch time properly.
And do wicked weave attacks.
Yes. Yeah. You have to be a master of dodging and offensive maneuvers.
Well, it's called a wicked weave attack.
Yeah.
It's when you use your hair to create a giant fist or foot to kick somebody or punch them.
You see, yeah. I have not mastered that technique yet.
It's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because the loading screens...
I was doing that
screens,
in the demo.
Yeah.
Where the big giant fist comes out of the ground or yeah. comes out of the air and squashes them.
Yeah, thing is, I've done it before, but I haven't really mastered doing it, you know, on command. But I'm getting kind of decent at doing the witch time.
I like it how it lets you practice your moves in the loading screens.
Yeah.
That makes loading not so boring. But I do like the little subtle references to other games, like whenever you see the guy in the bar in the Gates of Hell, he always says something like, I always wanted to be a bald space marine, or no, I'm not going to put a chainsaw on your arm. And it's just so many little references to other things, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, the game is great.
The game is awesome if you love action games.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very Japanese, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to be into that ADD, super hyper-kinetic, make-no-sense game that's trying to be so self-consciously stylistic in both of its aesthetic and its pace.
It's retarded awesome.
It's like a really bad anime that's trying so hard to be cool.
And sexy.
And sexy. It tries too hard.
You can't help but laugh at some of the things.
Yeah,
because
it's
if
silly.
Anybody actually gets like aroused by anything that happens in this game, you have some serious problems.
Thing is, man, it's like when I'm playing the game, all I'm thinking about is the execution of the moves. You know, dodging, because you know it's a great game. I mean, a lot of people are gonna fault this game because of, you know, it's trying too hard to be sexy, but
sexy.
The gameplay to me is what shines in this game.
It is flawless. It is like if Devil May Cry would have been made by the same guy on parts 4, you know, and he perfected Devil May Cry with just a different character.
Yeah, it's kind of like the perfection of Devil May Cry, taken to the next level with next-gen hardware, and the scope and epicness of like a God of War.
Yeah, it is huge. It's a long game, too. I will give it that. It's longer than the first or second God of War. And that's on a normal playthrough, it'll last you about 10 hours, 10 to 12 hours, just depending. Because it is challenging, especially on normal.
Yeah.
Very easy is a joke. You'll breeze through that. Easy is a joke. You'll breeze through that. Normal is pretty tough. And hard is just, yeah. You better level up before you start playing through on hard.
I don't think I'll ever play it on hard. I mean, normal difficulty is really tough for me.
It's a good challenge, but it's also not unfair, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I think that wraps up my fondling. This week, I will be playing Darksiders because I already have my copy paid in full.
Sweet!
So I will be picking that up, and probably the other game I'm going to focus on is Borderlands because I'm ready to go. I've finished all the games that have sequels coming out in January, amazingly enough, is 5 fall caliber games coming out in January. You have Bayonetta, Darksiders, Army of Two, Dark Void, and Mass Effect. All of those fall caliber games coming out in the first month of 2010.
Yeah, and I'll be picking up Tetsunoko versus Capcom for the Wii.
So, December, I hope you enjoyed it, because it's done again.
It's done.
It's time to go. And then February is even worse, I think, than March.
I gotta beat Assassin's Creed 2 before Mass Effect comes out, because once Mass Effect comes out, I ain't playing nothing
else.
It's
over, right?
Yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong, bitch.
Have you guys watched any of the gameplay videos for Mass Effect 2 yet?
Thing is, I've only watched that trailer, the CGI trailer. And thing is, I think I'm going to try to keep quiet on spoilers of the game.
Yeah, I haven't watched too much because for the same reason, because I'm trying to avoid having anything spoiled for me.
Yeah.
But some of the new powers that they've got are just fucking awesome. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Sweet.
So excited.
That might have been the most epic fondling ever.
How long was that fondling?
1 hour, 41 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's our longest one ever.
But
the ladies will be impressed.
Yes.
The ladies.
Yes. That's the what lady. She said.
Okay. So I think we're going to skip the news because, once again, it's been December. Not a whole lot of news going on.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go into some questions.
There is, however, a whole lot of shaking going on.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
Oh, yeah.
This comes from Yo-Yo Guy. For some reason, I feel like I've read this question, but I don't remember it.
Yo-Yo Guy.
So, if I have read this question, please tell me. He says, "Oh, hero in 4G crew." That's totally not spelled right.
It took me twice to read to figure out what he was saying there.
Yeah.
It took me two read-throughs.
It's spelled E-H-N. P-H-O-U-R-G-E-E-K-R-O-O.
That's funny.
So there you go. Says, just wanted to know if you guys have or will be into PC gaming. If you are, do get into it and need someone to play with, I'm there for you. I also wanted to know what you guys think of PC gaming. It may be more expensive, but it has a better community, controls, and a lot of great indie games that nobody on a console will even see. But if you go console, it's a lot cheaper, but you don't get those things. But you know, dropping top dollar on a badass gaming rig isn't very appealing to parents or people on a budget. Just wanted your thoughts. P.S. Shout out to my bro who is too lazy to get in the forums. P.S.S. Love Richard Simmons. And P.S.S.S. No!
No!
All right, so PC gaming.
I think I might make a return back to PC gaming this year.
Are you going to buy one of those massive gaming rigs?
No, I think I might either just buy a decent computer.
I'll be watching you!
Or I was thinking about buying pieces and just making my own.
So it'll be like the games you never finish? You just have a bunch of computer parts laying around your room?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yep. You know me too well, man.
I do know you too well.
Yeah.
I used to play PC games, and then like the last PC game that I played, and I know this is going to age me, was Unreal Tournament 2003.
Wow.
When I installed it, it told me I needed a patch, and the game had just come out. And it took me like 2 hours to download the patch, and then after I downloaded the patch, I had to update my video drivers, and after I updated my video drivers, I had to update my sound card drivers,
yeah.
And then I had to update my controller drive. Blah. I said, fuck this, I'm done.
You're like, screw this, I'm going to play more Xbox.
So I went and popped in Unreal Championship into my Xbox, and guess what? It came right on.
Yeah.
And I played it.
Yep.
Although console games are getting bad about that now. Like, yeah. Every time I pop in a game, there's always an update or... some kind of, on 360, it's not so bad because it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Comes up, runs the update, restarts the game. Sometimes on PS3, like when I put Killzone 2 in, had like a 700 meg patch. I'm like,
dude,
wow.
On PS3, shit. The patches for PS3 are getting so bad that instead of making a sandwich, you might as well bake a turkey.
Wow, bake a turkey, huh?
Bake a turkey. Oh, that reminds me, I did pop in Metal Gear Solid 4 over the holiday just to start playing it again. Mm-hmm. And I had to wait for that install, and I'm like, fuck.
Yes.
This thing takes forever.
Yep.
But I did play through the first chapter again. I'm like, God, this game looks awesome.
It's sweet.
And I never played it again. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not.
Thing is, though, this year, I'm actually...
Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario. I'm going to pick up Torchlight. Because
I want to pick up Torchlight.
The actual retail copy is supposed to come out this month.
Why don't you just download it?
Because I don't have Steam and I don't. Really
Steam's
have,
free.
I don't really have a credit card. So, I'm not keen on the whole credit card online thing.
He's afraid. Well, I'd be afraid on your computer too. As much porn as you visit.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you know how much porn he looks like?
Anyways, off the porn conversation, I haven't really been into PC gaming. So I used to have a 486 computer.
What?
In the glory days of PC gaming.
I had
my glory days of PC gaming.
I had a 386.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you little maggot! You
and,
make me want to vomit!
I used to play all the, like, Star Wars Rogue Leader and all the Ultima games were fantastic. I loved my computer back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
love my computer.
A lot of Origin games like Wing Commander. And then I had a computer too when I was in college in like 2001, 2002, 2003. And I played some games then too. Caught up on some games I had missed, but I enjoy older PC gaming. I'm not at all into PC gaming anymore, though. Just
because
I don't have a rig that'll support it.
Or you have to buy a $500 graphics card.
Yeah.
Well, the graphics card is what kills me because my PC's brand new. Should be able to run anything. Well, I downloaded Steam and I downloaded the Left 4 Dead 2 demo and something else just to see how it ran. Left 4 Dead 2 is the only thing that would run. It looked like shit.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, so because I don't have a great graphics card, I can't play these games.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the thing about PC gaming. You spend thousands of dollars, you know, on hardware, you know. Whereas on a console, you spend a couple $100 and then you're all set, you know.
Well, I did play that Tinker game. Does that count? Does that count as PC gaming?
Thing is, what's cool about PC gaming
PC
is that...
I tinkered with your mom.
There is a lot of, you know, games that you can download that are not very... you know, hardware
friendly.
Well, I mean,
intensive.
Intensive.
Oh, the PC gaming all around. I played Osmos this past week. I downloaded it. It's a pretty fun game.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I kind of dig it. Download the demo.
And let's not
forget.
Let's
not forget the return of the
StarCraft.
Yes.
And Diablo 3.
I may have to buy a new computer for StarCraft 2.
Diablo
3
is going to be next year.
Right.
Yeah. Right. My ass. Diablo 3 will be 2014. Fuck that.
Yeah, it probably will be 2014.
StarCraft 2 is going to be 2020.
Yeah.
A fucking decade from now. I'll never get to play that goddamn game. Son of a bitch.
Blizzard is such a tease.
Did you see that one of the guys from Blizzard's flat out came out and said that Diablo 3 was shown way too early? That they showed it way too early?
Yeah, I read that.
It's like, well, big shock there.
Yeah, that's how Blizzard operates, I mean.
Son of a bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about StarCraft. I know I'll get some hate for that, but I don't really...
You get some hate in this room!
I don't really like RTSs all that much, so I don't really care about StarCraft, but I really want Diablo.
Thing is, with StarCraft, it's the king of RTS. It's like the best.
It's the
RTS.
King and queen, bitch.
Yeah. It's the king and queen of Canada, RTSs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Nola North of RTSs.
I thought I had a royalty soundbite, but maybe I don't. Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Snap.
How about you, K-Dub, PC?
Not really into it. I tried it. I prefer a controller over a mouse and keyboard. That's just because I've been playing consoles all my life, so. I don't know. It's just, you gotta know what kind of computer to buy, and if you are into computers, I mean, you can make one pretty cheap, so, I don't know. It's just, it's a bigger investment than console gaming.
You got to know when to hold them.
I mean, anymore, you can separate PCs, into home and business and then game. You can't really have one. You can have one that does both, but you'll be paying quite a bit. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Be paying out your ass.
So, give me a controller any day. I know a lot of PC boys, fanboys are like, whatever.
Is that how they sound?
Yeah, that's how they sound. So, but, no, but. Controller over mouse and keyboard, so I'm happy with my controller on my consoles.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I played Champions Online with my Xbox controller.
Champion!
And see, I know there's a lot of gaming controllers out there but that you can use for your PC, but nothing really holds my interest PC gaming-wise. I know there's a lot of good ones, but there's just... I don't know. Nothing really. It's
nothing worth the investment for you.
Not for me, because I mean the majority of them are MMOs, obviously, and quite a bit of first-person shooters. But I'll play my first-person shooters on my PS3 or 360. So.
My goodness, how times have changed since the early 2000s, late 1990s, because nobody would have played an FPS on a console.
You played Doom on Super Nintendo.
You're a
Go ahead, say it. I dare you.
That was before Noob got popular, so.
Yeah, we can't call them noobs anymore.
You're a noob.
Get on Xbox Live, they say the word that you need to say, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They also cut that word out of Dope Nose on Guitar Hero Van Halen.
Oh, such a sad word. Next question comes from Fireproof 2004. He's not so fireproof anymore. What's up, N4G crew?
N4G crew.
That was a creepy.
What was that? Were you just typing on a typewriter, like an old-fashioned typewriter?
I heard that.
Today, I was...
Like the beginning of Murder, She Wrote.
I was typing my memoirs this morning when all of a sudden someone was murdered across the street.
Says, last Monday I was listening to your podcast while studying for finals, and one of my roommates came into the room laughing hysterically. He asked me what I was listening because he kept hearing, no!
And then
some dude talk about butt sex.
Yeah, gee, I wonder who that was.
I don't know who that was. Butt sex. He then proceeded to download the episode and listen to it for himself. See? We're like viral.
Yeah.
Viral.
Viral butt sex.
Wow.
Anyway, I do actually have a question.
You are a virus.
If you could spend one day inside of any video game world, what would you choose and why? For me, it's hard not to pick the Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball spin-off.
Gambus Khan got excited for a second because he thought he was going to say, if you could spend one day inside any video game heroine.
Oh, snap. Simply because there's volleyball, jet skis, ladies, and no one is trying to shoot, punch, stab, or run over you. However, I won't pick DOA spinoffs. Instead, I'd rather spend a day in Nobi Nobi Boy because that game is freaking insane. But that's easy, dude. Just do a hit of acid. You'll be inside of Nobi Nobi Boy in a heartbeat.
And he'll be inside you.
Nobi Nobi Boy. You know he grows, like, extensively.
It's a little scary.
Coming out your mouth.
I don't know. I don't know if the, I don't. Wow. I don't know that there's too many video game worlds I would want to be a part of. There's a lot of killing.
Yeah, there's a lot of death going on.
Yeah, you have to. Wow.
What video game world would I want to be in? I mean, if you sit down and think logically, I don't think I'd fucking want to be in any one of them.
Yeah, me neither.
Fucking Resident Evil, there's going to be zombies every damn where.
Shenmue, you're going to spend all your time looking for sailors.
I'm fucking driving a fork truck.
Yeah.
Stacking boxes and shit. That's boring in real life.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in Trials HD.
Well, fuck no. Yeah. Well, I'd be broken.
Yeah. And be in Red Faction where, you know, your little hammer could destroy everything.
Yeah, but then so everything could destroy you. You're on fucking Mars.
That's true.
Cocteau Chojin, you'd be in the middle of one of the worst games ever.
You could be in two worlds. I must like to listen to them talk.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah,
shoot, you could be dude.
You could be in two worlds and lose 50 IQ points.
Poor suit, Crackdown. Dude.
That would be a sweet little world to be in.
No, there's too many fucking like crazy gangs with guns that just shoot you randomly, man. I don't want to be there either.
All right, what about the Simpsons?
Oh, fuck that, man. There's big giant, like...
Look how big their eyes are. They're on the verge of bursting at any moment.
And they're yellow.
Yeah.
And it's creepy.
And it's creepy.
Fuck. I don't want
to Metal Gear, you'd never get anything done because every time you got up out of your chair, you'd have to listen to somebody lecture you for an hour and a half. Not to mention, if you had Solid Snake as a roommate, nothing would ever get done. You're like, Solid Snake, I need you to wash the dishes. It's your turn to wash the dishes. Wash the dishes. Yeah, wash the dishes. The dishes. Yeah, wash the fucking dishes. It's been your turn for a week and a half. The dishes have been piling up in there.
My turn?
I don't want to hear about some damn Patriots conspiracy. Just wash the fucking dishes.
The Patriots?
I don't want to be in any video game world, I don't think. There is just too much death in video games.
It's too much death. Everybody screams at you. It's too much drama.
I don't have anything.
Gambus Khan would like to be in Tiger Woods 2010 so he could have sex with 15 different women.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
We'll just go to DOA Beach Volleyball.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd never get laid. You just keep having to give them gifts that they don't like.
Well, yeah, but apparently in Tiger Woods, you're guaranteed to score, so.
Only if you're Tiger Woods.
I think Gambus Khan could pull off a convincing Tiger Woods.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, you're right. He's not tall enough. Anyways.
Anyway. Wow, we didn't have nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in any video game world.
No.
Actually, I know what game world you want to be in. You want to be in Rumble Roses.
But then I'd get beat up.
You'd like it, though.
You'd love it.
Yeah, I probably would.
I could be in the Parappa the Rapper world. I could do...
Punch his hole in the mind.
It's like a big fucking onion started talking to me.
You imagine how bad that guy fucking stinks, though?
Oh, man.
Seriously, you're practicing karate and getting all sweaty with a guy who's made of onion. that's pretty much the worst idea ever.
Bada, join the ball.
I started singing the Parappa the Rapper theme song at O'Charlie's the other night, and my wife looked at me like I was friggin' crazy.
I think probably everybody in the restaurant probably looked at you like you were friggin' crazy.
It's all in my mind. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find that the things I teach you are sure to beat you.
Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick!
Kick!
Punch!
Punch!
Chop!
Chop!
And block!
Block!
Listen carefully!
Oh, man, back when games were innocent.
Yeah, back before the blood and the gore and the sex.
Tay sex. You don't know, Parappa might have been
sex.
Having sex with Mr. Onion.
No, he was banging Jummer Lammy.
A guitar-playing lamb.
It's better than a rapid dog with a beanie on.
Was he a dog? Is that what he was?
Yeah, he was a dog with a beanie on with a frog on it.
Dog-lamb, interspecies rock sex.
Butt sex.
That's what they should have called the third one. Interspecies rock sex.
They did have sex. They had a child. Its name was Fred Durst.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Did you just accuse Fred Durst of being the bastard love child
of a rocking
lamb and Parappa the Rap
and a rapping dog? Come on, listen to his music. It's perfect. That's one of those. He said, she said, bullshit.
What? Come on.
Take the nookie and stick it in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jeff Lemmy. Yeah.
Cookie. My daddy's Parappa. Yeah. Eat punch. All right, I'm moving on. next question comes from H. Dogger. He says, howdily diddly do in 4G crew. I got a question or two for you. He's rapping.
He's rapping like Shot Caller.
I recently started a Dungeons & Dragons club with my friends and wondered if any of if you have ever been in a D&D group.
I have not.
If not, then what class would you be? Wizard, warrior, monk, etc. And while I'm posting, let me add a little complaint. Can you tone down the swearing a little? It's like Gamba said, just because a game swears five times in a sentence doesn't make it good. Not that your show isn't good, because it's the best entertainment on the internet. I don't mind swearing. It's just the frequency you do it. I've been listening to the show since around episode 50, around 2 years ago, and I plan to listen to it for many more, no matter how much you swear. Just please tone it down a little.
Yeah, we probably should. I've been trying to tone down the swearing in my personal life more and more, and it just seems like on the show it just all comes out.
Well, it's because we're talking about Fred Durst and Parappa the Rapper.
Come on.
He says, thanks, Hunter, a loyal listener, Wizard. P.S. Have a Merry Christmas.
Wizard.
Your wizard
needs food badly.
Wait a minute. Gambus is going to tell us about his D&D group.
Oh, God. Yeah, I actually did play Dungeons & Dragons back in high school.
I remember a comment you made to me, and I have to bring this up because this has haunted me since I was a child. There's one time you were playing Dungeons & Dragons, and you said somebody in your party spawned a bag of hands to masturbate you.
What? What?
Do you remember this conversation? Because you told it to me, and I was like, this is why I don't play D&D.
And I thought the concept of a guitar-playing lamb was weird.
You know something? I think you took that out of the context.
I don't know how I could take a bag of hands to masturbate you out of context.
What context does that fit in?
Okay.
Where is it in the proper context?
Do you suck dicks?
Okay. There was a part in the game
where you masturbate.
No.
Come on.
We had this guy who was a little bit loopy in the head who was playing the game with us.
What?
I think he was always high on drugs.
Come on.
But I think I do remember this incident, but. But here's the thing.
The thing is,
this. I think this guy was like a. I think he was like a wizard, right?
Imagine that.
I just can't shake the image of a higher than a kite wizard spawning a masturbating bag of hands.
And thing is, I remember we were in a dungeon. But he was outside of the dungeon, right?
With a bag of hands.
And the thing is, he conjured up a bag of hands, and I remember the dungeon master saying, "Why do you want the I'm losing it here. Why do you want the bag of hands for?" And the guy who's like really, you know, high, he's like, because I'm going to be out this dungeon, and I'm going to have the hands just like. Whack me off all day, and I remember we were thinking, like, is this guy serious? So he yeah.
Oh my God,
it was one of the most you know, I totally forgot about that moment. Thank you.
Yeah, it's haunted me.
Plus
for years.
Two bag of hands,
plus three masturbating.
So yeah, this dude who. The thing is, he didn't actually, he wasn't actually with us every time that we played. I think he was like a special guest, you know, in our.
What a guest.
Guest or two.
He was a special guest in our D&D group who only showed up like twice. And
hey, you want a guest in our D&D group and play a wizard that spawns masturbating bags of hands? Oh, gosh.
This it's awesome.
Dungeons and Dragons.
It was messed up, man.
Apparently.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like five of us playing this game, and it was just weird, man.
I don't think weird is the word I would use to describe this current scenario.
Have I told the only Dungeons and Dragons story I have is the one with my next door neighbors. Have I told that story on the podcast before?
I think a very long time ago.
A long time ago. You might want to tell it again.
The only Dungeons and Dragons story I have doesn't involve me, but it involves my neighbors when I...
Dude, what the
fuck
is that?
What was that? Did you just pull a snail out of its shell?
Killer Wolverine.
Hello?
What?
That noise, dude.
What was that sound?
It's not on my end.
It sounded like you were...
Like opening a bag of chips or something.
To me, it sounded...
Opening a slimy bag of chips.
To me, it sounded like, you know, the Aliens movies? With the alien eggs when they would open up and a face hugger would jump out and cling on to someone's face?
It's what I imagine Fred Durst's birth. It sounded like
he just came out. He's like, "Yeah."
But anyways, so we're sitting when I was in college. We're sitting in our apartment, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. And my roommate goes up to answer the door, and there's a man standing at our door wearing a cloak, and my friend just kind of looked at him, quite befuddled, and said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "Is this where the Dungeons and Dragons party is?" And we said, "No." And they said, "Is this apartment 17? And we said, "No, that's next door." So he went next door, and we kind of laughed about the fact that there was a grown man wearing a cloak walking around our apartment complex and went back to our business. 3 days later, we get another knock on our door. We open the door to a different person who says, "Is this where the Taekwondo party is?" And we said, "No." And he said, "Is this apartment 17? And we said, "No, that's next door." So apparently, they're all Taekwondo enthusiasts who also play Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if they do them both at the same time, but it was a very awkward situation to be in.
That would be a crazy game right there.
Taekwondo Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It was somewhat disturbing.
Alright, well, we got to move on to tweets.
Oh, okay.
We got to move on to tweets because it's late.
I don't fucking play that shit anyway.
I didn't figure you did.
Yeah, we didn't figure you did.
I wasn't going to ask you about a bag of masturbating hands.
Yeah. We figured
back.
You were too busy giving birth
name.
To Fred
I
Durst.
Got your ass.
It wasn't on my end.
You
I swear
learn.
To God,
you
I didn't
will not
move.
Cry. You will
well,
learn by
what
the
hell
numbers.
Noise
I will teach you.
All right, so.
Bag of hands.
on to the tweets that don't involve masturbating bags of hands, Fred Durst or Jammer Lamy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got to go back a little bit because we had some stuff that was missing here.
Your ass looks like about 150
oh, yeah, big, by the way, big,
pile, you know that?
Big thank you to everybody that sent me messages on Twitter congratulating me when I announced that my wife and I are having a boy. So thank you very much
it's
to everybody.
It's a boy.
It's a boy!
All right, so...
Says Freddy Krueger.
Beginning way back a week ago, let's see. Big Day Man says, "Is there a way to get you guys on the Sony Media Go automatic podcast? Do we have a way to sign a petition?"
I don't even know what that is.
If I'm being honest,
Sony Media Go podcast.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what that is. If you want to give us a more like a lengthy description, either send it in an email to Zero Tolerance or say it on the forums or whatever. I have no idea what that is.
Sounds crazy.
Let's see.
Thing just came off like a scab.
Let's see.
What are you talking about?
The sticker.
Solid Sven says, "Demon Souls for Game of the Year at GameSpot. I personally was pleasantly surprised. What are your thoughts?"
I was surprised. But kudos to them for picking that game. It definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely...
I will not argue with somebody's opinion that that is a Game of the Year caliber.
Agreed. Frustrated Fury sent us a twit pic of a sign written entirely in pen that says the N4G podcast rules. So, appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Jay Borsick says, going to be working while you record. This was last week. He must have forgot that we weren't recording.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know.
Says, do any of you still have Resistance 2? Funny enough, Zero Tolerance was just talking about it.
Yes.
I said,
which I have to apologize to Borsick because he sent me a couple messages and I haven't responded to it. It wasn't because I was ignoring him. The first one I didn't see until after I was offline, and the other one I just didn't see it pop up. And then when I got back over, he was already gone, so... I'm not ignoring you, it's just when I'm away on Xbox Live, it doesn't pop messages to me.
Right.
And on PS3, sometimes I'm either watching a movie or I'm playing a game and I'm not actually paying much attention.
Yeah. He said, if you do, maybe co-op sometime.
Yeah, definitely. I've been looking for somebody to play co-op with that in.
I don't have it anymore.
I didn't know if K-Dub still had it.
No, I need to get it back. I really do.
DizLowboy916 says, no N4G podcast equals sad face for the end of 2009. We apologize for that. Hopefully this one was good enough to make up for it.
It's a new year.
Yeah. MK2 Forever says, I want a four-hour show next week. Come on.
What?
No less and twice as epic so that a new Big Bang is created.
Wow.
Let's see. BaseballFan15 said, oh, I forgot. Next week better be an amazing show. Let's see.
I'm gonna rip your balls off so you cannot contaminate the rest of the world!
Holy crap.
Ugh.
That was somewhat vicious. Let's see what else we got here.
And I just want to convey how loud that is, because usually on Skype I can't hear the soundboard. I can hear what he's saying. That's how loud he's screaming.
Bullshit, I bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Vigilante8 says, hey guys, I hope you had some wonderful holidays and that each of you got some sweet gifts.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I got some sweet gifts.
Oh, yeah.
He says, also, he would like to hear a brief conversation about what you did or got this holiday in the voice of Snake and the announcer guy. You can go ahead and be Snake, Ken.
Well, you didn't ask me anything. You didn't say anything, so I can't ask you a question.
So, Solid Snake, what was it that you received for Christmas this year?
For Christmas?
Yes, Christmas.
Christmas?
Yes, Christmas.
Christmas?
Answer the question.
Lolly-lolly-lo.
I don't know what that is.
The Patriots?
You got the Patriots?
The Patriots?
Like the whole football team?
Football?
Yes, it's a game. American football. You play it with an oblong-shaped ball and a leather helmet.
Oblong?
Oblong. I understand that might be a difficult for you to understand.
Understand?
Jesus Christ, this is useless. I got gold doubloons and Asian hookers.
Jesus?
What?
Jesus?
No, he has nothing to do with gold doubloons or Asian hookers.
Hookers?
Yes, hookers.
Asian?
Yes, Asian hookers. You know, Asian, like you're supposed to be.
Otacon!
He's not Asian. Not even close to Asian.
Asian.
Again with the Asian. Okay. I got gold doubloons and hookers. Solid Snake got an hour and a half worth of cutscenes and a new skin-tight sneaking suit.
Big boss.
Big boss? Or big balls, did you say?
I don't know.
You don't know whether you said big boss or big balls?
Boss. I swear.
Balls?
Boss.
Balls?
Otacon!
Alright, that's enough of that. Anyways.
I got your mom.
Cal's88 said, Happy New Year from NumThumb Gaming, and have an awesome 2010. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, what's up?
And you do the same as well, my friend.
Eddie Bishop says, I've heard GambusCon mention that he likes trance music. What does he think of Deadmau5? Or Dead Mouse, I assume it's supposed to be, probably.
Dead Mouse?
DEADMAU5. I assume it's supposed to be Dead Mouse.
You know, I have not heard anything from them.
Or Sander Van Dorn.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't recollect.
Recollect.
Yeah. Thing is, the trance. I was into trance in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
In his wild days.
Yeah, but now I
when
actually.
He and Umjammer Lammy used to rock it out.
Yeah.
They used to get blitzed out of their mind and take ecstasy and dance around while Parappa the Rapper watched.
Bada bada bada, join the ball. But now I'm actually more into the. I'm not as much into the oots. But
that's why you're single. You're not into the oots.
Yeah, that's true. But my tastes have, I guess, you could say, have evolved since then. I like.
God, I wanted to play that sound clip again, but I didn't.
But I'm more into the composition of like synthesizer composition, where it actually sounds like melody.
Who's Melody?
Melody.
Sweet. So you haven't heard of those two? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Damn.
Come on. K-Dub's like, shut the fuck
yeah.
up.
Shot Caller 33 says, now I can get my N4G fixed for the week. Hope you all had a relaxful break. Thank you. I did have a nice relaxing break.
Yeah, it was a little bit relaxing.
And if you didn't, all your fans have got your back. Have a good one. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay Borsick says, Happy New Year's, guys. Hope this one is better than the last. And with this spring lineup, it will be. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the spring lineup.
Yeah.
Altus One says, Happy New Year to the cast. Hopefully this decade we can all play a game online together at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Hopefully so.
Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sorry. Have we run that Fred Durst thing into the ground yet?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just let me know when we have, because it's my goal to run it into the ground. You Expect Me to Talk says, Happy New Year. Best memory of the last decade.
What?
What's your best memory of the last decade?
Doing the show. Okay, let's go.
Let's shorten it down and call it gaming related.
Okay, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Decade? Well, that don't count.
Really?
What?
My best memory is starting a show. That would be a good memory.
That is a good memory.
Yeah, I think this podcast, this show that we're doing, that we keep doing, and that hopefully we keep doing.
Keep.
And I would think that, you know, I'm not saying, I would think that, you know, you and Ryan have something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, but we're doing gaming related.
Oh,
that's why I said.
Other moments besides gaming.
We'll par it down. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, finding out that my wife was pregnant is probably my favorite moment from the last decade.
Let's face
but.
It. You can't really, in the short amount of time that we have left, narrow down the best gaming moment. Because, I mean, y'all play a lot of shit.
Y'all play a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
Yeah, I don't think I could answer that question right now.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll say that one of my favorite gaming moments from the last decade was playing Halo 2 with everybody over and over and over and over again.
Over and over again. Again.
Lee Kelly 1 says, Hey guys, hope you had fun over the holidays. The Saboteur is awesome.
All right.
I did have fun over the holidays, and Ken apparently doesn't agree with you. Saboteur is awesome.
It's all right.
Who the fuck said that?
Lee Kelly 1 said that.
Oh, okay.
REMGS says, Happy New Year, guys. Resolutions? Did anybody make a resolution this year?
I'm going to be a good daddy.
That's my resolution, too.
Oh.
Good resolutions, guys.
You see, my New Year's resolution
is to become a daddy.
Is... My resolution
is to finally tell Fred Durst that you're his daddy.
No.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
My resolution is no resolutions.
Dun dun dun. You're such a rebel.
You are Gambus. A rebel. I can hear the rebel yell.
We're the rebel yell.
And he says, any predictions for the new year?
I have no resolutions either, by the way, thank you.
I thought you said no resolutions.
No, I said those were good resolutions to you both about being a good dad.
My bad. I thought you said no resolutions. I thought you just threw it in there real quick.
I got a I got a prediction.
Again, I still have no... Okay, can I answer my question?
Okay,
go
okay.
ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It was going to be stop cussing, but fuck it.
I would have told you you were lying anyway.
Well, that's very true.
That's my goal. That is one of my goals for this year, though, is to severely tone that down.
I haven't said a dirty word in at least 5 minutes.
I guess, personally, my goal is to start being active again and losing some of the poundage.
That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, fuck that.
You just broke it.
I got 5 minutes now. I can go five more.
So do we have any predictions for the new year?
It's going to be better than last.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's a prediction.
I predict in about 6 months my wife will give birth.
Yeah, me too.
good predictions, guys. We got some winners. It's going to be a better year than 2009.
I bet I'm right.
It's guaranteed to come true, at least.
I bet God of War 3 is going to be the shit.
Yeah, I'll predict that, too.
Let's do some hard ones.
I predict that Mass Effect 2 is going to be my game of the year.
I predict that The Force Unleashed won't make it out this year.
Really?
Yep.
I predict that with Batman as well.
I predict that we'll see the very first announcement of the next Xbox.
Boo!
Not at E3, but at TGS.
You know what? You know what else I predict will be the shit?
What's
is
that?
A new Castlevania.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Really.
Dude, it's got to be better than the Xbox, the original Xbox one, and PS2.
That's not going to take a whole lot of effort.
I get all the taglines confused. I can't remember. The first 3D one on PS2 was actually pretty good.
Shadow of Asshole.
It was decent.
Shadow of something.
It was decent, yeah.
Shadow of Butt Sex.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
I predict that Zero Tolerance will make a lot of butt sex jokes this year. Moving on, Che Marungo says, and this is the one that I laughed at earlier when it popped up, says, I got Tony Hawk Ride for Christmas from my wife. I thought she loved me.
Oh, snap.
Says, oh, well, I guess I can eBay it for Dante's Inferno.
What have we got here, fucking comedian?
Says, awesome demo.
I'm sorry.
So he apparently really liked the Dante's Inferno demo.
I'm sorry that your wife doesn't like you.
Oh, man.
She should have listened to this show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, yeah, but at least you can sell it and get some good
find some stupid kid and tell him it's awesome.
Shouldn't be too hard. There's a lot of them out there.
Just get on Xbox Live. You'll find
indeed.
Them all.
Indeed.
Nero916, who, by the way, has an avatar of Tim Tebow crying, which I think is hilarious, says, what's up, my N4G brothers from other mothers? I will be starting off the new year with Darksiders. What are all of your thoughts on it?
I think it's going to be the shit.
Yeah, my thought on it is that it looks like it's going to be a blast.
And Killer Wolverine will be reviewing it.
So hopefully.
He hopes it's the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MK2 Forever says, hello people, glad to have you back. Happy New Year to you all and to the ones you love. I hope you have many good oh snap moments this year.
Snap.
Yeah.
He says, and to the Qs now, what is the game you are most looking forward to in 2010 on each console? I think we've answered this a couple times, but I don't mind answering it
God
again.
God of War 3, Crackdown 2, and whatever the fuck Nintendo does. Probably Zelda.
That's a good one.
I'm going to say Mass Effect 2, God of War 3, and if Mario Galaxy 2 makes it out this year.
I'm going to say Mass Effect 2 and Final Fantasy 13.
Boo. What about you, K-Dub?
I would say God of War 3, I agree with Crackdown 2, and Metroid for the Wii.
Ooh, oh, I forgot about Metroid. Team Ninja Metroid.
Yeah, that might be Nintendo's ace in the hole.
That's the only thing I think
they've got to have an ace in the hole.
They actually have coming out this year.
Dylan MMC says, what is the first game from 2009 that you're going to replay in 2010? His is Batman Arkham Asylum.
Batman.
Whatever I didn't beat.
Well, yeah, he said replay.
Replay.
Oh,
like
my
beat
bad.
Again.
Well, I got so many games I need to play, so I don't really know. So.
Yeah, I'll say Dragon Age, but I don't know that it's going to happen. Hair back.
I admire your honesty.
What about you, Gambus? Did you say one?
No. I'm still trying to finish up the games from freaking
2007.
Yeah. I was about ready to say 06, but 07, a little bit nicer.
Well, fuck, but 06 is just done now.
Yeah.
Just go watch the endings on YouTube.
Yeah.
Hair back 357 says, no freaking sound effects for me, please. Well, we apologize, because this one was...
Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Yeah. MK2 Forever says, two simple questions now. What is the biggest dream of your life?
What?
Wow. I don't know that we have time to answer the biggest dream of our lives, but... Just to live long and be happy.
If you would have said prosper, I would have punched you in the chest.
You know what my biggest dream right now is? To end the show so I can go to the fucking bathroom.
What, you mean you don't have a bedpan in your room with you?
No, I did not bring the bedpan with me today.
What's your biggest dream, Gambus?
I don't know. To save the world.
You do that every week, Gambus.
You save the world.
One guitar playing lamb at a time.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Come on. What about you, Ken? What's your biggest dream of all time?
To not be asked questions that I can't fucking answer.
You know what my biggest dream of all time is? To go outside and somebody will have already fixed my flat tire for me.
Oh. Da, 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 da.
We're very boring dreamers.
Yeah.
You may say.
Except for Gambus. He's going to save the
fucking
world.
He's going to save the entire friggin' world. All right. And what's your favorite TV program series of all time?
Lost.
Ooh, it's a tough one. Lost or House. That's a tie for me.
I think Lost is up there, yeah.
The Office.
You
or
rebel.
The Shield.
You
I like
rebel.
The Shield, too.
You like The Shield?
I like The Shield, yeah.
Man, I've heard lots of good things about that show.
And you could discuss it after the show.
Yes. Because Killer Wolverine has
my
to
goal, there. My biggest dream now is to extend this show out as long as possible. So that Killer Wolverine urinates in his pants. And Pixelated May says, what's up, guys? So what's your New Year's resolution, which we discussed already?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. You understand?
And Fixer says, happy New Year, guys. Hope your holidays went well. What did you guys think of Avatar if you saw it?
Didn't see it.
Awesome.
Didn't see it.
Incredible.
Let's cut Gambus off there, otherwise the show will go on for 4 hours.
So, as always, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow us at N4G Podcast. Also follow us individually at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at Gambus Con, and at R. Wombold.
And we are all on Facebook now.
Yep, we are all on Facebook as well, so you can follow us there. My Facebook hash is WombatRP. What's yours, Killer Wolverine?
That's a good question.
I don't
like it's facebook.com/.
I don't know.
Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I don't know.
Mine's WombatRP. What's
look,
yours, Gambus?
Just look for my name.
Yeah,
I mean, just
my name.
If you go to /WombatRP to mine, all these guys are on my friends list. So
yeah, my name is Jason Gambrell.
So
yeah,
yes. Yeah, I just look up my name. I don't,
yeah.
I don't remember what my tag is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
just go to his and find us all.
And then, GambusCon, do you want to shout out about iTunes?
Yes. leave us a review on iTunes.
Do you want to do the iTunes shit? Talk about it.
And I got some shout outs. But they're really quick. Oh. Real quick shout outs. Pink and Deadly Podcast, they're awesome. I felt like I had to take a cold shower after listening to their newest episode. And I will never think of the term one up the same ever again.
Oh, snap. That just sounds gross.
And also, shout out to Post Game Report. Love you guys. Look forward to being on your show. And also look forward to being on Pink and Deadly Podcast. And shout out to Frustrated Fury and the crew at the Evolve Gaming Podcast.
Do you look forward to being on this show?
And because you're quickly losing those privileges. No,
Killer Wolverine really has to pee.
Shout out to Numb Thumb.
Come on, let's go.
Shout out to Numb Thumb Gaming too.
Yes,
And shout out to Numb Bladder Gaming, which is Killer Wolverine's new.
And I would like to give a shout out to God and my mom and dad.
Oh, wait. You ain't Beyonce was better.
And now
we're going to close out the show by singing all the lyrics to every song from Parappa the Rapper.
Killer Wolverine
has to sing harmony.
I will keep this in mind, fellas.
Dude, 2.5 hours. We got to cut it.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Mr. Khan, would you do your thing so Killer Wolverine can go take a pee?
Can do his thing.
All right, here it goes.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Oh, you can.
It's me,
Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.